Brigadier General who was in charge of prisoners in Iraq has been suspended pending the outcome of an investigation into abuses. She's denied knowing anything about the mistreatment. President Bush will be in the spotlight and in front of the microphones tonight as he makes what's billed as a major speech on Iraq. NBC's David Gregory says the White House promises this talk will have specific steps on how the U.S. plans to hand over power to the Iraqis.
It comes at a difficult time for the administration. Public support for the war has fallen dramatically. The president's approval numbers down significantly because of the war.
The U.S. is scheduled to begin giving up power June 30th, but American troops will remain in Iraq indefinitely. A mixed crime report from the FBI. The Bureau says violent crime overall was down about 3% last year, but murders were on the rise, more than 16,200 of them. Killings in smaller cities accounted for much of the increase. I'm Lester Holt, NBC News Radio.
My name is Kathy, and I met my husband Michael at eHarmony.com.
My name is Gina, and I met my husband Tom through eHarmony.com.
My name's Jennifer, and I met my husband Jack on eHarmony.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. These are just a few of the hundreds of eHarmony marriages. Dating services give you a picture in a paragraph. We go a lot deeper. We start with a personality profile that features 29 dimensions of compatibility, crucial to a long-term relationship. And if you go to eHarmony.com right now, we'll give you this $40 profile free. And then we'll find you a soulmate based on compatibility in the most important areas of life. Visit eHarmony.com today and get your free personality profile.
My name is Becky, and I met my husband, Tom, on eHarmony.com.
A lot of happy guys out there tonight, thanks to eHarmony.com.
Winner of 8 Associated Press Awards for journalistic excellence, including Best Newscast, award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon. Mostly sunny, 65 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. Denver police are investigating a shooting that may be gang-related. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic. Here's Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Freeway traffic moving along in good shape at the lunch hour. No accidents or stalls anyplace. A couple of problems along Ward Road, though. One at 48th and Ward, that's an injury accident. One southbound Ward Road south of 52nd Avenue, that's a smoke investigation. Fairmont Fire equipment on the scene there. Also another medical situation, northbound Ford at 11th Street in Golden. That's a first aid inside one of the city parks there. Report of service of Tyson Bacon. Give your family a high-quality meal with Tyson. Tyson's hickory and fully cooked bacon, slow-smoked with natural hickory wood, so they taste great. Pick up some Tyson Bacon tonight. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Denver police are looking for clues in a shooting last night at 14th and Lowell, which killed one man and sent two others to the hospital. A 16-year-old boy died in the shooting, while 23-year-old Gregory Lanford and 30-year-old Carson Garcia suffered injuries that are not considered life-threatening. Witnesses saw two men running away after the shooting. Cops think the incident was gang-related. This report brought to you by Vista Ridge. This is the week Colorado law enforcement really gets serious about the state seatbelt laws. Now through Sunday, the Click It or Ticket campaign is in effect. Master Trooper Ron Watkins of the State Patrol explains.
You know, in the past, we may give someone a warning ticket for not having their selves, their passengers, or their children buckled up. This campaign is designed to ticket. That's why it's called Click It or Ticket. There will be no exceptions. We will be writing tickets.
An officer can't pull you over for not wearing a seatbelt, but if you're pulled over for some other violation, an unfastened seatbelt will result in a ticket. In sports, the Colorado Rockies have the day off as they get ready to host the San Diego Padres for 3 games starting tomorrow night. Rocks have lost 5 in a row, including yesterday's 4-0 shutout by the Mets. Vista Ridge, a great new family community, now offers everything from condominiums to single-family to custom homes, just 20 minutes north of downtown, on the web at VistaRidge.net. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is next. KNRC News Time is 12:04.
No extra charges for roaming.
Press star, press the pound key.
When you listen to us online, wherever you are, so are we. Hear both sides talk at KNRCRadio.com. KNRCRadio.com.
Thank you.
Bob. Oh, Bob.
Huh? What? Who are...
It's time we talk about our relationship, Bob.
Huh? Our relationship? Now?
It's over, Bob.
Over?
But you're my computer.
That's why it's over. We just don't have the right connection. It's been fun, but you know, our relationship has been feeling, well, limited. Wouldn't you rather get out of the house and meet other singles?
Well, yeah, but how?
The answer is one phone call away. Cottonwood Connection. They help singles connect. Real people, fun-filled events. Frankly, Bob, you could use a little sunshine.
But you know me, I'm shy.
At Cottonwood Connection, they encourage courage. Your full year membership includes events and a video profile on their website, so we'll still get to see each other.
Well...
Come on, Bob. Isn't it time to get out of the house and really connect? Call Cottonwood Connection, 303-424-2300. Check out their website at www.cottonwoodconnection.com. It's all about the right connection, Bob.
Cottonwood Connection, helping singles connect. Call 303-424-2300 or sign up online at cottonwoodconnection.com.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. With northeast winds at about 20 to 30 miles an hour through the afternoon, it'll be a windy day with a mix of sun and clouds. Isolated showers and thunderstorms are going to form north and west and then move in on us tonight. We'll top out around 73 for the high. We'll drop to 43 for the overnight low. Some isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon tomorrow with a high of 65. Sunshine and 74 on Wednesday. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
Mostly sunny and 65. KNRC News Time is 12:06. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 12:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
12:06, 6 minutes after 12 o'clock. Welcome to the Monday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours. Until 3 o'clock, we have lots of things to talk about today. First of all, we're going to be carrying President Bush's speech live at 6 o'clock. We now carry Meet the Press live, and that airs on Sundays at 5 p.m. And I'm going to be on Colorado Outspoken again tonight. The show aired on Saturday night. I was also on Drop Frame, or the show aired on Sunday night. I was on Drop Frame on Saturday night, and I'm never letting him shoot me from the side again. <That's it. laughs> Only straight on and with a lot of Vaseline on the lens. That's it. But it was kind of fun, and it's an interesting show. And also, I was on Colorado Outspoken, and that's a show that it's a half-hour newscast. It's directed toward the gay community. Let's see. I like to say BLT, but that's not it. Bisexual, lesbian, transgender. Do I have that right? Gay and lesbian. And I'm sure I've left somebody out, but I don't know. And I don't know why they invited me. I guess probably because I've been a really strong supporter of the gay community. I like to think of myself as a practicing heterosexual. I probably don't get enough practice, though. But I have always been a very strong supporter of gay rights. And, you know, even I heard Mike Rosen talking this morning as I was driving in. He thinks that being gay is a genetic, could be a genetic situation, that you are born with a genetic predisposition, in which case he says, when his listener asked him, well, if that's the case, you know, what about civil rights for gays and what about marriage and so on? He said, if it turns out that it is a genetic predisposition, he said, then he would call it a genetic disorder. That's what he said. Now, isn't that amazing? Dr. Laura, comma, that bitch, got into big problems when she started saying that being gay was, I don't know what she said it, a genetic, you know, train wreck or something. I mean, she said something horrible. I forget what she said, though, that everybody got really bent out of shape. It's why she lost her television show, or it helped to get her to lose her TV show. I, on the other hand, am a big supporter. I'm a supporter of a lot of communities. I'm a big supporter of the African-American community. I'm a big supporter of the gay community, except for conservatives who are too dumb to breathe. I think I'm a big supporter of most communities. I even support conservatives who are too dumb to breathe because I'm going to have to write them a thank you note. Because if they didn't listen to my show and write me and call me up and say things that were completely preposterous, you know what? The show probably would suffer for it. So I support all communities pretty much, except people who are... I can't think of a community I don't support exactly, but I'm sure there are some. Anyway, I want to thank Dave Koppel. He mentioned me in his column on the Rocky Mountain News on Saturday. Good news, bad news. He said, he complimented me. Let me see. Here's what he said. He was talking about, he writes on the Median, he's the conservative, and then Michael Tracy is the liberal, and they alternate on Saturdays. And I think a lot of people at The Rocky are not happy with Michael Tracy because he really just says it the way I would say it if I were doing that column. But I think it's rather forward for a lot of the Colorado press. So in any event, here he is, couples talking about the Franken show, and he likes Al Franken on Air America, but he thinks Randy Rhodes is terrible. He doesn't like her at all. He said, he likens her to Scott Redman on K-How. On a bad day, well, on any day, I think, Rhodes has a single idea, which she vainly tries to stretch into a full program. In other words, that's what he says about Scott Redman, formerly known as Scoot when he was working in Seattle, that he has one idea he tries to stretch into a whole show. Well, and he's lucky he comes up with that one idea. Sometimes that's not even a whole idea. Sometimes it's a fragment. Anyway, he's dissing Randy Rhodes, and now he gets to me. He says, in the Rhodes early afternoon time slot, Colorado listeners who want leftist radio would do much better to tune in Enid Goldstein on KNRC 1150 AM. And I thought, what? A conservative is telling people to listen to me? Well, I only needed to read a little further. He says, Goldstein's not good enough to be a national host, but neither is Randy Rhodes, and Goldstein has a better voice. Goldstein brings the advantage of doing Colorado stories. Moreover, Goldstein provides very good coverage of the performing arts in Colorado and frequent interviews with local artists and critics, well, and also political figures and authors. So I wrote a letter to Dave Koppel in response, and I will share that letter with you. Dave, thanks for the mention and kind words about my arts coverage. However, I take exception to your opinion that, quote, Goldstein's not good enough to be a national host, end quote. Actually, I've worked nationally, so I assume I fulfill the requirements. But looking at the likes of Savage, Hannity, and yes, Mr. OxyContin, it doesn't look to me like the bar is very high. Though we don't always agree, I continue to look forward to your columns with what I can only imagine is the same anticipation with which you look forward to my shows. Thanks again. Best, Enid. You may wish to comment, 303-382-1150, 303-382-1150. So that was, let's see, so I was on television twice this past weekend, both on Channel 12 on Saturday night and on Sunday night. Oh, and I'll be on Colorado Outspoken. It airs five times in a week, and tonight it's on Boulder's Cable Channel 54 at 9:30 p.m., tomorrow 6:30 a.m. and 1:30 p.m., so I assume still on Boulder Cable Channel 54. Okay, so tonight it's on at 9:30. It's if you miss it, it's like missing Gone with the Wind. No, I mean my appearance is so quick, it's sort of like Gone with the Wind. Here's a question that comes to me as I'm looking at stories and I'm having the grisly experiences that all of the rest of you are going to the gas pump to get gasoline, and the price is going higher than Bob Dole with a double dose of Viagra. What? This is what happens when apparently you put oil men in charge of the country. Isn't this amazing? You have two oil men, the two dicks, are in charge of this country, Dick Cheney and Dickie Bush, and gas goes to $2 a gallon and higher. It's close to $3 a gallon in California. And here it depends on whether you're buying premium. I think a lot of people are going to think about maybe getting something that's more fuel efficient. But you don't hear this coming out of our administration. Oh, are they in trouble? Did you see the 60 Minutes interview with General Zinni? Oh, President Bush is going to talk tonight. Oh, he's got to rescue himself from the snake pit of low ratings. 303-382. The heartbreak of psoriasis. 303-382-1150. Ben, calling from Elgin. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hey, Enid.
Hey,
you
Ben.
You know, I run a site that archives your show, White Rose Society. And for those people who tell you that...
I'm not good enough to be national.
Yeah. I've seen your show being downloaded by people from Japan and from India and from England and
Well, it's better
Germany.
When you... It's an, oh, you mean I'm not good enough to be national, but I'm good enough to be international.
Correct.
Well, you know what? My show is better if you don't speak English. Honestly, people are downloading from Japan and India?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
do you know that radio waves never die, and right now they're colliding around Mars somewhere? It is true that radio waves never die. At least that was told to me. Is that...
Yeah, and in 80 or 90 years, the aliens will be listening, too.
Well, and thank goodness, and they will need a healthy dose of what laughingly refers to itself as reality. Oh, so I'm being downloaded all over the place, huh?
Yes, you are.
Am I getting a lot of hits on your site?
Actually, yeah. I see at least several hundred on a daily basis just for your show.
Really?
Yeah.
Who gets the most?
Right now, the person who gets the most is Randy Rhodes.
Okay. So you're also doing her shows that are now on Air America? Do you have Franken shows also?
No, I don't. I don't have permission for those.
Oh, because, you know, I have yet to hear him do his shows. I don't know what time he airs on Mountain Time, but I guess I should. I would like to listen to it.
He can be funny sometimes, but, you know, he's got a real problem with talking too slow for radio.
He does?
Oh, yeah. He's way too slow.
Oh, okay.
He speaks too slowly. And very often you can tell where he gets to a point where, you know, if he were on camera, he'd make a face, you know, to underline his point.
But since he's on radio.
On radio, that's lost. It becomes dead air.
So he's got to learn to use his voice to compensate for what his face does on television.
I think so. You know, there's a difference between talking radio and talk radio. And, you know, some of the Air America hosts, Randy Rhodes does talk radio, Janine Garofalo and her cohort there are learning to do talk radio pretty quickly. But Franken still does talking radio.
What's the difference? What's talking radio as opposed to talk radio?
Okay, talking radio to me is where you're basically giving a monologue most of the time. There is very little interaction with either a guest or with people who are, you know, calling in.
Does he take callers? Does he talk to callers?
On a rare occasions, yeah.
Do they not call or do they just not get through?
I think they just don't get through. Well, right now Air America seems to have problems with their phone system in general.
Well, I know. Well, more of their executives have been offloaded. They've been knocked off the air in a couple of major markets, Chicago, I think, and possibly even Los Angeles.
Yeah.
So I think they got a few problems. All right. Well, Ben, I thank you very much for coming to the defense of moi.
You're quite welcome.
I appreciate your... I'm glad. And it's whiterosesociety.org is where you can find my shows.
Yep.
Thank you, Ben.
You're very welcome.
Bye. 303-382-1150. We're talking about a lot of things. We're talking about one columnist doesn't think I'm good enough to be a national host. look what happens when you put oil men in charge of the country. Gas goes to $2 plus a gallon and climbing. I mean, just from one, I don't have to gas up that often because I don't really do all that much driving. And so when I go to the, about a year ago, I remember sticking it to my California friends that I think I was paying like $1.30 a gallon or something. So now it's almost doubled. It's 75 cents maybe more a gallon than it was a year ago. Wow, that's pretty bad. Bob in Colorado Springs. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
The biggest thing I kind of question this because I think it's like maybe something, an underlying conspiracy or whatever, but you know that we are a member of OPEC because we own Iraq.
We are a member of OPEC?
Sure. Iraq's a member of OPEC.
Are we legitimately a member of OPEC?
Well, we're in charge, right? We own the country, right?
Well, that's sort of. So how come we can't decide to release more oil and...
Well, probably because it's not in our best interest if you're George Bush.
Why?
Well,
I don't get
money.
That. What's your reasoning?
I would imagine Halliburton. Somebody's there. There's something there.
Well, Bob, what you got a theory. So you're calling up and you're halting. So give us your theory.
My theory is that, in fact, somebody's making money off these high oil prices, and we're we own the second major reserves in the world of oil, which we kind of dribble them out. But the point is, like, the barrels that we come out of the country are much more valuable when the price is higher. So it's not in our interest, or it's not in somebody's interest to lower the price.
Okay, I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. Now, I just got this email from Eric who says, as of today, let me see, as of today, Al Franken is beating Rush Limbaugh in New York City. Wouldn't cry for him or Air America. Is that true? Is Al Franken beating Rush in New York? Oh, Mr. OxyContin, I can't believe it. That would be great news. 303-382-1150. Ken, on a cell, how you live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon, Enid. I will share
oh,
with
wait,
you.
Oh, wait, wait a minute, you're a first-time caller, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Oh, well, welcome.
Well, I'll have you mail my tonsils back at another time. Anyway, I use Premium in my car. In January, I remember picking up gas for $1.39.9. I just paid $2.23.9. And I was in California last week, and I did pay almost $3 for regular.
Where were you in California?
San Diego.
In where? San Diego?
Yes.
I'll bet you
Mission Bay.
I'll bet you Marin County is even higher, because they tend to be even higher than Southern Cal, than SoCal. Yeah.
It could be when I left LA Saturday, the cheapest gas I saw the whole week was right as I was filling my rental car at like $2.50.
$2.50 a gallon. And what was it typically, about $2.79, $2.80?
Yeah, it was around in there, above $2.50, and that was just for regular.
Regular, not premium.
Yes.
Did you see any premium prices that were in the $3 up range?
I saw $2.99 regularly. For premium, but I never thought over three.
Because it kills them. They don't want to go. They don't want to put that three in front of it. Oh, my God.
Well, they might not even have any threes yet, you know, for that space on the price.
They have threes, I promise you. The same threes that were from the $1.39, they can shift over a place.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
There you go.
I wanted to riff a little bit on the president's speech tonight. Don't you think they could find somebody better to make the case for this administration than the president?
Why don't they
Isn't
get
he about the worst guy?
How I think they should get Chalabi to make the case.
There you go.
All right, I got a question. Here's my question. This is a question.
Right.
Over the weekend, Dickie fell off of his bicycle. Dickie doesn't take a bike ride without his whole medical team behind him. And so there was the doctor cleaning him up, and he had scrapes. Don't laugh about bike rides, though, on a spill, because a friend of mine's husband, they were biking in France. Something came across his path. He braked suddenly. He took a tumble. He became a paraplegic from the neck down. So you can't really. But, however, when it came across, the news came across that Dickie fell off of his bike, Carrie said to some reporters who were standing by, what happened? His training wheels fall off?
Exactly what my father said. In fact, my father copped to stealing them.
Well, here's the bigger story. The bigger story is all these news editors, you know, it's like trying to figure out how many angels are dancing on the head of a pin. All these news editors, you know, in their gray-bearded glory are sitting around wondering whether or not they should run that or not run that. Can you believe that? That that's even a topic for discussion? They should listen to Enid Live, where we where we run everything.
That's right. Thank you, Enid.
You're welcome. Thank you, Bye-bye. Ken. Bye. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC. Let me just talk to Van for a quick second. Hi, Van. You're live with Enid.
Hey, Enid. Have you seen George Bush's face yet?
Well, is it any worse than usual?
Yeah. He's got a big old chunk of his chin missing.
What are they going to do? He's going to talk to the country. What are they going to put, a prosthetic chin on him?
I swear, it's like like getting a giant zit on prom night. I mean, it is hilarious to look at.
Did you ever send away for the zit lifter that Mad Magazine had a kit you could send away for the atomic zit lifter?
And I never got around to that.
Well, it came with putty to fill in the holes.
And the other thing is, Enid, that
we gotta send Dickie a can of spackle. What are they gonna do? Like put on a prosthetic device? Maybe something left over from one of Dolly Parton's two large boobs that she had removed? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the makeup job they have to do for the TV anyway is usually pretty funny, and now they're gonna have to deal with part of his chin missing.
Well, we're just going to have to keep our chins up. That's all, Van. And I thank you, 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
She's your midday rush alternative. Enid Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC. Enid Goldstein, KNRC.
We have to talk.
Hi, this is Doug Kelly. Tune in Tuesdays and Thursdays at 4:55 as I discuss financial issues of the week with Willis Ashby of Integra Financial, right here on AM 1150 KNRC.
In celebration of the rich history of their historic location at 1946 Market Street, Maddie's House of Mirrors is proud to present Madams and Mayhem on Market Street, a red light ragtime musical about Denver's notorious past. This original musical follows Maddie Silks and her rise from Mountain Madam to the Queen of Market Street, and explores the legends and myths of other colorful characters that lived, loved, and even died in the House of Mirrors. Take a journey back in time at the House of Mirrors.
Jenny Rogers, one of the most notorious of the Market Street Madams, wanted to establish a high-class brothel to surpass her rival, Maddie Silks.
Showtimes are Wednesday through Sunday, and tickets are available at 303-297-9600. Mention this ad for a $6 discount on each ticket. Brought to you by Maddie's House of Mirrors, 1946 Market Street, a unique experience right in the heart of Lodo.
Call now for tickets. Your ticket price includes dinner. This unique show is running only for a short time, so don't miss your chance. Call 303-297-9600.
Hi, I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And I'm Judy Schwartz. We co-host Style Matters Live.
Even if you're not born with great style, you can buy it.
Just like we do. And this extends to our homes. Element, Denver's newest furniture store for urban home furnishings, accessories, and artwork, meets all our style needs and will meet yours, too.
Element has multifunctional furniture to maximize your space in a condo, apartment, loft, or smaller home. The clean lines of Element's furniture for today's urban lifestyle will work with what you already own.
You'll love their eclectic mix of styles, all presented in a way you can envision in your own home.
Prices are affordable, with lamps as low as $100 and sofas starting at about $1,000. Interior design services are available.
Element is open Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 7, and Sunday, 1 to 5. Element is located at 77 West 9th Avenue, a half a block west of Broadway in the Golden Triangle. 303-825-3770.
Element. Your lifestyle, your home, your element.
Tune in Saturday mornings from 10 to noon for Style Matters, sponsored locally by Denver Skin Aesthetics. Denver skincare experts offering Botox and Restylane. Style Matters entertains you each week with the latest in fashion and style. Hosted by Judy Schwartz and Evelinda Ehrman of the Style Matters column in the Rocky Mountain News. Listen to Style Matters each Saturday from 10 to noon, sponsored by Denver Skin Aesthetics, Denver skincare experts.
This is Dick Kelsey, KNRC News. Tonight, President Bush delivers the first in a series of speeches to detail the future of Iraq. Hear it on AM 1150 KNRC at 6 p.m.
Radio. Stocks are mixed at this hour. The Dow is down 21 points, but the NASDAQ is up 7. Quote, the amount paid simply was not reasonable and it violates the law, end quote. With those words, New York's Attorney General Eliot Spitzer filed suit against former New York Stock Exchange Chairman and CEO Dick Grasso. He is seeking the return of more than $100 million from Grasso's nearly $190 million pay package. The lawsuit also names the exchange itself, along with former board member Kenneth Langone. In other legal news, a federal judge has ruled the government can seek $280 billion in tobacco industry profits. That clears the way for the biggest civil racketeering suit in history. The Justice Department alleges the money was earned by Big Tobacco through fraud. Tobacco stocks fell on the news. Oil prices once again creeping towards those 21-year highs that, despite Saudi Arabia's vow to increase output by 10% next month. Sue Herrera, CNBC Business Radio.
Your dog eats your new sofa. Pet satisfaction rating 3%. Your hairdresser doesn't know burnt auburn from burnt toast. Hair color satisfaction rating 5%. After years of marriage, your husband still leaves the seat up. Spouse satisfaction rating minus 2%. Your car insurance company saves you hundreds of dollars and handles your claim quickly and fairly. Car insurance satisfaction rating 97%. Oh, you must have Geico.
Geico's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? Geico. 1-800-947-AUTO.
There are lots of household problems you can tackle yourself, but one of the smallest may present a much bigger challenge than you'd imagine. Household ants are the number one pest in America, and once they're in your home, they can be extremely tough to get rid of. In fact, the ants you see may be just a small fraction of a massive colony hidden outside your house. To win the war on ants and other pests that may carry disease or damage your home, you need to call a licensed pest control professional. Find one near you by visiting pestworld.org.
At KNRC Radio, your opinion counts. Go to our opinion poll at www.knrcradio.com right now and vote for who do you think will fight for the Senate seat here in Colorado.
You're
listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
But one thing that the president will address very specifically is the absolute necessity of us to be victorious in Iraq. And this is something that all members of the Security Council, in fact, wherever you are on the Iraq war, everyone agrees that we must succeed in Iraq because it's a very important part of the war on terror.
Here again, Enid Goldstein.
1229 on the Monday edition of Enid Live, and as we're heading into a holiday weekend, couple things. Eric just emailed me that Rush Limbaugh's, that Al Franken is doing better than Rush Limbaugh in New York. I said it with a lot of glee, but as I think about it, it's hard to believe because Rush is on WABC in New York, and they do lead, they are the market leader. So, Eric, if you have any documentation to that other than wishful thinking, I'd like to have it. So email me. And those of you who want to listen on the web, you can't listen on your radio, you can do it very easily. We stream live Monday through Friday, noon to 3, knrcradio.com. You can always email me, enid@knrcradio.com. So, Eric, if you know exactly what the numbers are and why you think Rush is being beaten by Franken, I'd like to hear about that because I kind of think that's not the case. I'd be delighted if it were, though. Lots of things. First of all, we are talking about the fact that gas is, you know, upwards of $2 a gallon. And we are going to be broadcasting from Happy Canyon, Texaco on Friday from 3 to 6, and then from 4 to 6 on This is Doug's Show next Friday, this coming Friday. We'll pay for the first $11.50 for every customer that comes by. So you get to fill up your tank, $11.50 worth. Doug wants to know if I want to pump gas. Oh, are you kidding? I do that 5 days a week from noon to 3. I'm pumping gas right here. 303-382-1150. All right, here's the headline that didn't go on my mask that went to Hospice of Denver. George W. Bush, baton twirler, porn star, telemarketer, any job but prez. What do you think? He's going to be talking tonight, and some of his chin got left on the ground in his bike ride over the weekend. What about this issue, first of all, of this issue that newspaper editors would take very seriously, whether or not to publish John Kerry's crack when Dickie fell off of his bike? And Kerry's crack, apparently in front of a bunch of reporters who were standing there when Kerry got the news, was, what'd they do, pull the training wheels off? Well, it's a hilarious line, and I think a lot of Democrats like that kind of thing. A lot of liberals think that the Democratic Party has just rolled over in the face of Republican holding whips, and they haven't demonstrated enough spine. So when Kerry spontaneously made that quip, I thought that was great. I really liked that a lot. 303-382-1150, and why shouldn't it be published? Why is there even a discussion about whether or not it should be published? Over the weekend, Mike Miles pulled an upset. He edged out Ken Salazar for getting his name on the ballot, top line on the ballot. They'll both be on the ballot, but Mike Miles' name is going to be first. Political newcomer Mike Miles stunned the Democratic Party elite Saturday with a victory over Colorado Attorney General Ken Salazar in the state party's assembly. Miles, who has been a dogged campaigner over these past 2 years and who drove around the state for more than 2 years and who makes about $60,000 a year, I think, as a school principal, won the coveted top line in the August 10 Democratic primary ballot. The crowd at the State Fair Events Center erupted, and Miles supporters rushed the stage and hoisted their candidate on their shoulders. All right. Miles is not in favor of the war with Iraq, and Ken Salazar has been supportive of the war in Iraq. That bothers me hugely. I think that the conventional wisdom has been, and I sort of subscribe to it, although I'm willing to be talked out of it, that Salazar is the only one who can beat Coors for the Senate. And it's very important. There are a lot of Senate seats in play, and Colorado's is one of them. And it is very important that we not have another Republican senator. It's very important that there be checks and balances, regardless of what happens in the presidential election. So, with Mike Miles being the darling, kind of the Howard Dean crowd, that kind of sensibility, Would he have a chance if everybody got behind him? I mean, does he have a chance, or is eventually is it going to go to Salazar? Salazar is, I liked Salazar when I first heard about him. Miles has been so dogged and has been, you know, just candid. He, maybe because he doesn't have as much to lose. Salazar has to sound like a centrist. Salazar has to manage to bring in Republicans. But my question is, it surprised everybody that Mike Miles did as well as he did. My question is, if he actually, by some stroke of great luck and hard work, got the actual nomination, does he have a chance of bringing down Coors? Does he have a chance of winning over Coors or Schaefer? 303-382-1150. What is your thought about it? And over the weekend, I have to tell you, the Denver Post did a terrific job in looking at all of these various regulatory agencies that lobbyists are now in charge of. We have seen stories here and there where the administration has put in the fox to guard the hen house, the chicken coop. But when you see a couple of huge pages of this, one after another, of lobbyists doing the work of supposed to be regulating some of these agencies, when in fact they have been the lobbyists for these agencies, it just breaks your heart. It makes you want to cry. Because this is an administration that has sold itself out in every way possible. And that people can't see it is remarkable to me. I don't understand. I have good friends, friends I really respect and like, whose opinions I respect in many ways, who are going to vote for Bush no matter what. And there's no way to have a conversation about it. There's no way to talk about it. If you talk about it, you will lose the friendship. You'll lose the good parts of it. It doesn't admit of a rational discussion. If you have any suggestions, I'm certainly interested in hearing them. But the people cannot see how detrimental this administration is. And when you had General Zinni on CBS 60 Minutes on Sunday, four-star general, talking about how heads should roll over this, that this is the biggest example, Iraq is the biggest example of incompetence he's ever seen, and nobody's getting fired. There is a report from Time Magazine that George Tenet is on the line and that there's going to be a scathing report about his work. But we'll see. Meanwhile, the beat goes on. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is AM 1150 KNRC.
12:37, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Mostly sunny and 65 now. A shooting last night may be gang-related. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Report of a left lane stall northbound I-25 at Santa Fe. Denver police on their way to check that one out. A couple of problems along Colfax downtown if you're trying to get somewhere for a late lunch. One is an injury accident. Colfax and LaPan, supposed to be five cars involved there. Another one reported just down the street at Colfax and Spear. Don't think that one has injuries, but will cause you some slowing either direction along Colfax there. 32nd and Altire in Applewood, a minor collision reported. Everything else around town moving along in good shape. By and large, traffic moving along at posted speeds. Reminder that the Emerson Street Bridge over I-25 reopens this afternoon at 1. Reported service of Liberty Bell Telecom. You can break free from Quest with your new choice in local phone service. That's Liberty Bell Telecom. Better service, cheaper rates, keep your current numbers. LibertyBellTelecom.com. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Denver police are investigating a shooting that left a 16-year-old boy dead and sent two other men to the hospital. Witnesses say they saw two men running away from the shooting at 14th and Lowell last night. Police think the incident was gang-related. This report brought to you by General Nutrition Centers. The Click It or Ticket campaign runs now through Sunday. While police can't pull you over for not wearing a seatbelt, if you're stopped for some other reason and aren't buckled up, you'll get a ticket. Democrats held their convention over the weekend with Mike Miles narrowly beating Ken Salazar in the race for the U.S. Senate. Both will still be on the primary ballot in August, since either would have needed two-thirds majority to keep the other off the ballot. Stop into GNC for the GNC summer sale. Save 30% on all low-carb diet products and save 30% on all boxed bars. This summer sale only at GNC. Live well. We'll check the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 12:39.
Your car, $20,000. Your car radio, $300. The gas to drive into work and back.
So, do you want regular unleaded or do you want premium?
$20. Listening to Jimmy, Enid, and Doug.
3 o'clock in the morning. Jimmy Lakey is my name.
Welcome to Enid Live. I'm yours.
And 1150 KNRC. I'm Doug Kelly. 303-382-1150.
Priceless. AM 1150.
Turn it up loud, would you?
KNRC.
An all-new Oprah. Only one man could kick Trading Spaces host Paige Davis out of her own home. It's Nate.
Well, this is something that I didn't plan for.
The before, the after. Just listen to this.
Oh, my God! I cannot believe that you did this.
A special makeover event.
This is fabulous.
Next Oprah.
Oprah, 4 p.m. today on Denver 7.
Tonight on the 10:15 Difference.
My eyesight just kept deteriorating.
A devastating misdiagnosis.
They thought I was depressed.
What do you do when your doctors won't listen to you? A story of inspiration tonight on 7 News.
Who is the hardest working woman in America? Good Morning America's founder. And tomorrow, we're giving her the ultimate day off. No work, no stress, just the ultimate escape. A fantasy day we've created just for her. The hardest working woman in America on Good Morning America.
Checking the KNRC weather forecast. Becoming mostly cloudy this afternoon. Some scattered thunderstorms possible. For tonight, mostly cloudy. Scattered thunderstorms in the evening. Scattered showers after midnight. Low 40s for the overnight temperature. Mostly cloudy. And a chance of some scattered thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon with a high in the mid-60s. Mostly sunny and 65 now. KNRC news time is 1241. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 1 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
In a classroom, a group of eager fourth graders sits intently and studies how a cricket makes noise. In back sits a member of the American Institute of Architects, intently studying how fourth graders learn. The best thing you can teach kids is an enthusiasm for learning, and the place to make that happen is in a well-designed school. The sooner you involve an architect, the better the school. AIA, building on your vision. Go to www.aia.org.
Is now a good time to sell my house? How much can I get for it? Do I have to leave the house when people look at it? Should I hide the stuffed moose head?
Coldwell Banker received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for the highest overall satisfaction for first-time home sellers among national full-service real estate firms. So let us help you. Coldwell Banker. Visit coldwellbanker.com. All offices independently owned and operated except offices owned and operated by NRT Incorporated. For J.D. Power & Associates Award information, visit jdpower.com.
She's the Rush alternative.
Did you talk about something else?
And she's not on medication.
Thank you.
Enid Goldstein, noon till 3, exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC. Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
1243 on the Monday edition of Enid Live as we move into a holiday weekend. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. We're not going to have Bob Edwards on tomorrow. He's too tired, too fatigued to make any appearances. And perhaps that's why he's not on the morning show anymore. Friends who used to listen say that he was starting to sound, it was starting to sound pretty same old for a long time. Now, I haven't listened in a long time, so I shouldn't actually, but friends in the business were saying that. So he got, as soon as they got that Joan Kroc McDonald's money and they got a whole pile of it, that was it. Goodbye to Bob Edwards. And there was a huge outcry. We're talking about a lot of things. We are talking about, the fact that the Post did a fabulous piece of work on, whether when advocates become regulators, President Bush has installed more than 100 top officials who are once lobbyists, attorneys, or spokespeople for the very for these industries that they oversee. So they were lobbyists. And it's really, I think, the foxes guarding the hen house, and I'll share some of this information with you. It is quite a story. 303-382-1150, 303-382-1150. Steve in Louisville. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Steve.
I'd like to comment about the Copel column that was in the news on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I believe he's right. I believe that I really like your show, and I listen to it as much as I can, nearly every day.
Which part of it is he right about? He's because he was very complimentary about my arts and authors coverage.
I think that's true, but I also think that you have some problems that would keep you from being a really big presence on the national scene, and I'll tell you what I believe they are. First of all, I don't think I've ever heard you concede a point with a conservative, no matter how mild the point was. Last week I called you about Barnett's contract and what I had read and heard concerning the millions it would cost you to fire him. And instead of saying, well, maybe I'll look into it, you tried to make me sound like an idiot. It was a legitimate point. There was an article in the paper on Saturday or on Sunday on the Sunday Post.
We went looking for the information, Steve.
Yeah, but I
gave you that point, and I also said though when I questioned you more closely, you just were passing on stuff you'd heard with, and it wasn't very well sourced. So we went looking for some of the information, and if the point you were making is it's going to cost a lot to unload Barnett, undoubtedly you're right, but we haven't seen the fine points of that contract, and we don't know what the outs are. There are always outs in contracts. So you were talking about something you had heard on some talk radio show, but you didn't have firsthand.
I told you that.
Yeah, but you couldn't refer me anywhere. We had to go dig it up ourselves, and still it was quite unclear because it gives certain points, how much he makes grossly and certain performance issues. But nowhere in what we were able to find, and I doubt, and maybe it's available, I don't know, because it is a public institution, but nowhere were we able to find what the outs were, so that if he had not done certain things, that contract might be null and void in certain aspects, or they might not have to pay him out in certain aspects. We don't know all that detailed information. That was the point I was trying to make to you. So let me see if I have this right, Steve. You listen to my show quite a lot, and you call quite a lot, and you call usually to disagree. Sometimes you call to diss me, although you're fairly polite about it, I think, most of the time. We are probably not going to agree on political issues. I'm delighted that you listen. I'm delighted that you call. And then you call me up to tell me I'm never going to be a national host, when, in fact, I have been and could have been if I had said yes to the job offers and I said no to the job offers, because being a national host brings its own another set of issues. So it's a choice I've been able to make, and it looks to me like the bar is not very high anyhow. But all you really need to be any kind of a host, actually, is the ability to be successful. So here you are, somebody who's calls and listens, and there are a lot of people like you who may not agree with me, but they call, they listen, and what that means is the audience is a large audience. And so you're telling me that even though you call and you listen, all indications of success, I can never be successful. That's what you're telling me, Steve.
No, it isn't. What I'm saying is that you have some problems that are keeping you from being more successful. And if you could overcome these, you could be extremely successful. You're a very intelligent person. You make really good points. I'm just saying that there's some problems that you have. Another one is that it's very hard.
I'm not perfect? Are you telling me I'm not perfect?
Yes, I am.
Oh,
another criticism I'd have is that you're hard to debate. Last week when I called concerning Kerry's problems, you wanted to switch topics on me and talk about Bush. There's no reason to talk about Bush. My specific topic was Kerry. And that's a tactic that you use, and it's fine. I mean, I realize that I have to overcome that tactic, but it's a debating.
Well, it's a tactic that you use also. Yes, it is. Yes, it is, Steve. Are you going to concede a point? Oh, you want me to concede the points, and you're not. Have you conceded any points, actually?
Actually, before I talk to you, I have very specific points that I.
Yeah, but have you ever conceded a point when I've made it? Just like I just told you, you called up with a couple of points you had on Barnett's contract. Yes, it would cost the university a fortune to pay him out if they unloaded him, but we have not seen the specifics of that contract. If he doesn't do A, B, and C, it may be that the university will not have to pay A, B, and C. You didn't have that information. You only had some very general kind of information that's out there, but you didn't have the specifics that would have really made the story, had the complexity that the story deserves. You went out there with a headline that you got from some other third-rate talk show, and then you came over here, and it's going to cost. They're paying him a lot of money. That's why he's been swept under the rug for as long as he has. But contracts have outs in them. So you gotta have the whole story, not just some of the story, although I appreciated it that you brought it to our attention and it caused us to go digging and we got some good info out of it. So Steve, I thank you for the call. 303-382-11. I'm never gonna amount to anything. Gary in Fort Collins. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC. First time caller, welcome.
Thank you, Enid. I've been looking forward to that for quite a while now.
Well, and so have I, Gary.
And I'm calling to say that the reason Mike Miles beat Ken Salazar at the Democratic State Assembly this weekend is not simply because he's been dogged, but because he's the most extraordinarily well-prepared Senate candidate that almost anybody could imagine.
Tell me. You know, he came when I did the Gary Hart speech. I introduced Gary Hart at Hudson Gardens. We were one of the sponsors of that lecture series, or the Gary Hart speech. And afterward, we had a sort of a table set up, and I talked to a number of people who came by the table, and among them was Mike Miles. I mean, he was there. He showed up. He's doing the legwork.
He is. He has definitely done that for almost 3 years now. But what most people don't realize, and what most of the media exposure, what there has been, fails to point out, is that he's far more than just the educator from Colorado Springs that he's typically portrayed as. He's a graduate of West Point, eighth in his class. He has a degree from UC Berkeley in Slavic languages and literature, a master's from Columbia in international relations. He spent 6 years in the State Department as an intelligence analyst, a policy analyst, a diplomat to Poland, and special assistant to the ambassador to Russia before he returned and started his teaching career.
I had no idea that he was that well qualified. I knew some of his qualifications, and I would like actually to get Salazar and Miles on together on my show. It would be wonderful. I don't know if Salazar will agree, but all right, that said, what you have just said, to paint a fuller picture of Miles, let me ask you this question. He's had way more experience than Salazar, although hasn't been as well known to the general electorate as Salazar, nor has he been. He's a new guy. He's a newbie here. So he isn't as popular, but he is popular with the people who make the decision as to where to put you on the ballot, the Democratic elite, you know, the Democrats. He got the top slot on the ballot. My question is, if he were to become the Senate candidate, the Democratic Senate candidate, could he win against a deep pocket, well-known name like Coors, who hasn't a fraction of Miles' experience? In fact, I suppose you could argue that Salazar doesn't either.
Well, you could make that argument, but the money's going to come from somewhere. The Democrats can't afford to lose this Senate position.
Well, so then the money will come, but what about what it takes to make it with the voters? He's being, for my money, I thought Salazar would be the guy. I'm uncomfortable with his support of the Iraq War, to tell you the truth. And I think, I don't know if he continues to support it, but he did support it.
Right.
Miles could see right through it and say, this is horrible. This is not what we want to be doing. But can Miles win if he were to be the candidate? Let's say that the Democrats would come through with the money because it's too important not to. What about the electorate?
The reason Mike won on Saturday was not because the Democratic elite supported him, but because he has inspired thousands of people across the state in the over 300 meetings he's had with just small community groups over the past 2.5 to 3 years. And those are the people that showed up Saturday and voted for him.
Okay.
And that's why he won.
All right. So you're saying that he has good grassroots support.
He absolutely does. In fact, you cannot even comprehend the quality of his candidacy until you see him in person and talk to him in person.
I have to tell you, I am usually not interested in having politicians on because they never tell you the truth. They're boring. They just give you sound bites. It's a lot of not, to me, fascinating radio. But I have been pondering after I met him and I've been seeing what he's been doing, I've been pondering the possibility of having him come on the show. And I certainly would love to have him on at the same time with Ken Salazar. So if you're a supporter, tell him.
I will pass it on to him.
Thanks a lot, Gary. I appreciate your call.
Thank you, Enid.
You're welcome. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Lock us in on your first preset. AM 1150 KNRC. KNRC.
Toyota owners, win free gas for a year. No purchase required. Right now, buy 3 new tires, get the 4th at no charge. Ends 531. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Make your weekend something to remember this summer at the Hudson Gardens and Event Center as they present the Gigs in the Gardens Concert Series. Join AM 1150 KNRC as we present a summer-long musical series featuring great artists from around town and around the world. See regional favorites like Chris Daniels, Firefall, and Wendy Wu, plus international legends like Pine Top Perkins and Big Bill Morganfield. The Hudson Gardens concerts are Sunday evenings at 6:30 beginning June 6th. Tickets are $7.50 for adults and $2 for children. An incredible value. Order your tickets online at hudsongardens.org or call 303-797-8565, extension 321. The Hudson Gardens and Event Center is located at 6115 South Santa Fe Drive in Littleton, 3 miles north of C-470. This summer, treat your whole family to a musical picnic at the Hudson Gardens and Event Center Fabulous Concert Series, Gigs in the Gardens. Order your tickets today. Call 303-797-8565, extension 321.
Everybody knows that safety belts save lives. We've been hearing that for years. This is Dr. Drew from Loveline, and I am also telling you that wearing a safety belt can save you money and hassle. You should know that the police are cracking down from coast to coast. There's a nationwide effort called Click It or Ticket. And the rules are simple. Click it or ticket. Consider this a warning from your friend, Dr. Drew, because the police are not giving warnings. So remember, click it or ticket.
The Larimer Arts Association presents the second annual La Piazza dell'Arte, June 19th and 20th. The award-winning festival follows 16th century street painting traditions and features more than 200 artists who will spend hours on their hands and knees transforming asphalt into pastel masterpieces of brilliant color and design. Enjoy spectacular artwork, Italian food, beverages, and entertainment. Admission is free. For more information, call 303-685-8143 or visit larimerarts.org.
KNRC presents Bill Maher at the Paramount Theater Saturday, June 12th.
I will give George Bush credit for this. He is working a lot harder than he thought he'd have to.
For tickets, visit HOB.com.
You know what? You got to get over that. Al Gore lost that election all by himself by maintaining his pledge to end charisma as we know it.
Or call 303-830-8497.
Seriously, the Republicans did not steal that election. It did fall off a truck.
Bill Maher at the Paramount, June 12th. Brought to you by AM 1150 KNRC.
If you're concerned about what your kids are watching on MTV, can't figure out why your child can't say the Pledge of Allegiance in school, tune in mornings to Jenny Lakey.
Jenny Lakey.
The information I need.
Very entertaining show all around.
The new generation of talk radio in Denver. AM 1150 KNRC. And now the Enid Goldstein Show continues on AM 1150 KNRC.
12:57 on the Monday edition of Enid Live, yours until 3 o'clock. Eric emails me. Al Franken said it on his show this morning that he's doing better than Rush in New York. I don't know. It depends on the demo. You know, it could be like people with three noses and two toes. That might be that demo, but we'll see. And also Eric emails me, how frequently do Hannity, Liddy, Rush, Savage concede points? And then someone else emails on that columnist criticism of me not being a national host. The columnist is in the Denver Post, not himself exactly a national syndicated columnist. But we are always happy for the mentions, and we're delighted because all publicity is good publicity. Todd in Denver, first-time caller, welcome to Enid Live on AM 1150 KNRC. Hey, Todd.
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Hi, Enid. Thank you. I enjoyed your show. I caught you this past weekend on Drop Frame.
You did?
Yes.
Did you drop your teeth?
No.
Oh.
I don't think I did.
Oh, okay.
Thank you for asking, though. Yeah, I enjoyed your comments on the American Taliban and very interesting points.
Oh, thank you very much.
Edith, I must confess, I've been away from the radio. Are we still on gas prices or have we moved
on?
Yeah,
no, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I was wondering, I just wanted to...
We don't have much time, though, so if you could get to the point quickly.
Okay, you bet. We bought an SUV last year, and part of our decision-making process was the fact that the Republicans were in power, and we thought we could count on low gas prices for years. Any guesses when they're going to go down?
What's your mileage on that SUV?
It's a Honda Pilot. I think it's about 19 in town and about 22 on the highway.
Well, it's not terrible. It's not as bad as a Hummer, but it could.
Yeah.
So, are you sort of sorry that you bought an SUV?
No, I just figured with Republicans in, I could enjoy lower gas prices for a longer period
of
time.
And two oil men in the White House, too, as a matter of fact. The oligarchy.
Yes, indeed.
Well, you were surprised, weren't you? Just kind of like you were deceived, sort of like a weapons of mass destruction deception.
I was.
All right, Todd. Well, I thank you for calling. How did you find our show?
I started listening about a month ago. One of my friends at work was listening to you and told me about your show.
Tell your friends, Todd, and thanks for calling.
I sure will. Thank you, Enid.
You're welcome. 303-382-1150. Two more hours of Enid right here on AM 1150 KNRC. You can join the conversation if you've never called my show before or any show. Think about doing it. It's free. You can affect the dialogue, and you will be heard. Enid Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hear Colorado talk. This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Inglewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 1 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Sam Litzinger. Brigadier General Janice Karpinski has said she knew nothing about prisoner abuse in Iraq, even though she was in charge of the prison system. Now NBC's Jeannie Ohm tells us the general has lost some of her authority.
General Karpinski has been suspended from duty pending the outcome of the various different investigations. In fact, she could possibly face administrative charges or criminal charges depending on the outcome of those investigations.
Two British civilians have been killed in Baghdad, victims of another roadside bomb. There's new video that seems to show a wedding and its bloody aftermath in western Iraq. American troops hit what they say were rebel forces, but the video appears to show men dancing and children playing in a tent just before the attack. U.S. officials say they're convinced there was no wedding taking place. Ominous cracking sounds coming from a new terminal at De Gaulle Airport near Paris. Part of it collapsed yesterday, killing four people. There's concern more of the structure may fall down. I'm Sam Litzinger, NBC News Radio.
My name is Kathy, and I met my husband Michael at eHarmony.com.
My name is Gina, and I met my husband Tom through eHarmony.com.
My name's Jennifer, and I met my husband Jack on eHarmony.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. These are just a few of the hundreds of eHarmony marriages. Dating services give you a picture in a paragraph. We go a lot deeper. We start with a personality profile that features 29 dimensions of compatibility, crucial to a long-term relationship. And if you go to eHarmony.com right now, we'll give you this $40 profile free. And then we'll find you a soulmate based on compatibility in the most important areas of life. Visit eHarmony.com today. Get your free personality profile.
My name is Becky, and I met my husband, Tom, on eHarmony.com.
A lot of happy guys out there tonight, thanks to eHarmony.com.
Winner of 8 Associated Press Awards for journalistic excellence, including Best Newscast, award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, 68 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. Police are cracking down on people who aren't wearing seatbelts. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Freeway traffic moving along in pretty good shape right now. A little bit of slowing left over northbound I-25 approaching Santa Fe after an earlier accident. Two accidents along Colfax, not too far apart actually. One at Colfax and Spear, one at Colfax and Lincoln. So use some caution in there. Southbound on York, about a block and a half south of 58th Avenue. Fire equipment on the scene there, putting out a car on fire. Liquid plumber clog removal with the information this time around. You can't count on traffic moving smoothly, but luckily you can count on liquid plumber to clear the tough clog drain. Steve Smith from the KNRC Traffic Center.
Now,
Salazar, he gets the top line on the ballot. And even if he is successful in actually becoming the Democratic senatorial candidate from Colorado, can he, with his extensive experience, his doggedness, and really his insight and the great skills that he seems to bring to the race, can he actually win over somebody who's got a name like Coors and deep pockets and a lot of name recognition? It's interesting. It's the tortoise and the hare. It's the guy who's much better qualified but doesn't have the same name recognition. We have seen it all in a million places. You see it in the workplace. You see it all over the place. And the question is, here's somebody who might very well be better qualified than Salazar, but if you put him up against Coors, does he have a chance? And it's really an important race. What do you, you know, what observations do you want to make about it? Because we see it a lot. We see the talented person who gets tossed to the roadside while somebody much more mediocre gets the support and gets the job. We've seen it everywhere. 303-382-1150. It's a time when mediocrity seems to trump just about everything. Marie in Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hello, Enid.
Hi, Marie.
I wanted to talk about Ken Salazar and Mike Miles. And first of all, I think both of them are eminently qualified to be senators, and they bring different skills and different values to the race. Miles is just an electrifying speaker. And the thing that has me concerned, though, is that Democrats already are at a tremendous disadvantage in state, because in order for Miles to get free radio time, he has to go up almost exclusively against a Republican talk show host who then uses Miles as a foil to attack Salazar. And I just wonder how effective those attacks have been. The bishops also attacked Salazar, and I heard another radio Republican host just use hours to attack Salazar, to claim that Salazar was attacking the church. And I, that's really, really unfortunate. And the Democrats are calling for the equal time to come back, and I think that would be good, but I don't think it's going to happen in time for this election, and I think it really is.
So what are you going to, so where are you going with this? You think Salazar is going to win the nomination?
I don't know. I think that there's a, I think that the advantage that Republicans have in terms of control of radio time has acted against Salazar. And I think that the Republicans perceive Miles as the weaker candidate, so that they've given him time to promote his candidacy within the Democratic Party because they think he'll be easier.
Well, and it may also be that Salazar has not wanted to go on some of these shows. Well, and Miles will take whatever possibility for publicity he can get his hands on.
Absolutely. And that what happens is he gets a chance to make his spiel, but at the attack on Salazar benefits the Republicans ultimately. And so I'm making.
But if you were, if in your mind's eye, you look into your crystal ball, see it as a race between Coors and Miles, what do you see happening?
I don't have a clue. I think that Miles, I kind of like to see that. It would certainly be the new Colorado against the old Colorado, and I wouldn't discount Miles out of hand. I don't know.
Well, he's obviously been so impressive that he's worked hard, but he's been very impressive on the stump. And people, his supporters are as passionate about him as Dean's supporters were about him. So I don't know what will happen here, but Maria, I thank you for your thoughts. Excellent. Some good insights here. 303-382-1150. All right, we've gotten about 3 votes so far against the kiss. So I'll put it out there. I don't know if I'm going to listen to you, but I will listen to you. I mean, I don't know what I'll do about it, but I want to hear. Do you like the kiss for first-time callers, or are you sick of it? I think I know what people are going to say. 303-382-1150. Well, and we're also talking about serious things, too. Tom on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150, KNRC. Tom.
You got a Tom?
Yep, that's
quick,
you.
Yeah, quick. How are you?
Good.
Hey, I called you the first time when I went to my first caucus. They elected me a delegate, and I went down to Pueblo.
And?
I tell you, Mr. Mike Miles almost turned me around. He is a very dynamic speaker, and I'd be proud to back either Miles or Salazar as our Senate candidate.
Does Miles have a chance against Coors?
That's what I was just going to tell you. I talked to everybody around the tables next to me, saying Salazar has a better chance against Coors. They seem to disagree with me.
They're saying Miles is the candidate for the little guy. He's not in the system, and Salazar is basically already in the system.
I know, but talk to me about the conservative about the moderate Republican.
Mm-hmm.
Would the moderate Republican go for Salazar, or would the moderate Republican go for Coors, or would he go for Mike Miles?
My personal opinion is they go with Salazar.
That's what I think, too.
I really truly believe we have a chance with Salazar, and he's more well-known throughout the state. And unfortunately, I think some Democrats became a little complacent and didn't want to drive down to Pueblo since they already voted in their first assemblies.
Yeah.
And that could have been the issue, because there was a lot more delegates that voted for Salazar at the first assembly I attended. But in Pueblo, it was overwhelming.
It was overwhelming.
But I wanted you to know I went through with the system, and I did go through all the assemblies, and I was very proud of being able to get in the system and work within it.
And this was the first time you had done it?
First time. I called you when I said I was going to my first caucus, and I was telling everybody to go to the caucus if they can, and I went and got elected as a delegate, and I went to every, the last three Saturdays, I went to each one. It was very enlightening to learn how to. It's like a civics class, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, and more interesting, because it's really a hands-on. It's not theoretical. You're actually doing something, and doesn't it have, it gives your life more meaning. There's more texture here. And you met a lot of interesting people, probably.
Absolutely. It makes you very proud to be American, the way our system works. And everybody has a chance to speak. And everybody was very respectful, both camps. The Salazar camp and the Miles camp were very respectful to each other. There was no bashing going on at all that I saw.
Tom, what do you do for a living?
I'm a mailman.
I think this is great. Congratulations to you, and thank you for reporting back.
Okay, dear. Thanks again, and I like the kiss.
You like the kiss? Your vote is for the kiss? Okay.
I'm for the kiss.
You're the one, yes, in this whole pile. Thanks, Tom.
Take care.
303-382-1150. It's now tied, Joe tells me, 2-2. It's a tie. Not too many people voting on it, apparently. Actually, I got an email here that doesn't like it, so it's 3-2-yes. You can vote on whether or not to give people first-time callers the kiss. Gary, on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Enid, I look at those two, and Miles is potentially a good candidate, but he's never run statewide. You've got Salazar who's run statewide, and you know as well as I do that in the caucus system and in an assembly system, it's really easy to pack it, especially if you've got a lot of true believers. And I think that's what happened with Miles, and he was able to get top-line designations. I think it even happened one time with the Republicans here in Colorado. But I don't think there's any question Salazar will take the primary, and Salazar probably will be our next senator. And I'm not sold on Salazar.
Are you a Democrat or are you a Republican?
I'm a Democrat.
Okay. Could you bring yourself to vote for Miles if it came to it?
Oh, sure.
I mean, I really like to, it's a Colorado attorney general, you have a say-so in whether or not we ought to go to war against Iraq, but I'm surprised that Salazar so easily fell into line.
Well, Salazar...
Also, I was a little dismayed as Salazar not pursuing any kind of charges again, in the sex flap at CU, but then the reports were that the women wouldn't come forward with sufficient information. So maybe he didn't have enough information to proceed.
Salazar is a little more moderate than Miles. Miles is more of a liberal, and not as well known. I don't think he would have a shot. Salazar not only has a shot, but probably will be the favorite.
All right. I thank you, Gary, for the call. 303-382-1150. The lines are completely full. There is one line open. Grab it, somebody. 303-382-1150. It's now, I think, more people want me to keep the kiss than don't. So you can keep voting on that if you like. That's for our first time callers. Jim, on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, Enid. I say dump the kiss, but I'm talking about Mike Miles. I was a delegate down at the assembly.
Yeah.
And he's got a backbone. He's a great speaker. Last week I heard him on the right-wing radio stations. Dan Kaplis basically said, I'd vote for you, but because I get my paycheck from, the right-wing radio station owner, I can't say that I would vote for you on the radio station. I mean, he has that
ability. He said that on the air?
No. That was my interpretation.
Oh.
But Dan Kaplis said on the air that he would vote. He liked Mike Miles. He'd vote for him. And but he has to go with Schaefer because he's committed. Now, that means to me that, you know, he gets a paycheck from those guys, so he couldn't pick the right guy even if he wanted to.
Well, and, I don't know if that's the case, but go ahead.
But I'm telling you, Miles has the ability to go on right-wing radio station and actually win him over. I've seen him do that. And, you know, this is a guy that was an Army Ranger. He's got all the qualifications, and yet he goes to Berkeley. I mean, he carries a lot of credentials, and he's got a backbone, and he would verbalize, I think, a lot of things that need to be heard from the liberal side, or at least from the left.
All right. Thanks very much for that. We'll see if we can arrange something between the two of them. I'd like to have them both on together.
Well, he's challenged.
I don't know that. See, I think Miles would do it. My guess is that Salazar would not.
Well, he came out in the paper today. Salazar said he wants to challenge him, but
yeah,
Miles
he'll debate him, but they'll do
for
it
a long time.
Yeah, but they'll do it in a dog and pony show. They'll do it with some harebrained, hairsprayed moderator, you know, where they'll have 10 seconds to answer every question. But here, we have 3 hours. We can take our time. We can get there.
Down there, and nobody was bashing anybody. I got to hand it to the Democrats. We had a good showing of both sides. There were Salazar and Miles people standing side by side, and nobody getting in smart ass with each other. It was a good people.
Jim, thanks for the call. 303-382-1150. Paul from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Paul.
I'm a Republican, and I heard Miles on one of the more right-wing stations, and I would vote for him, easily vote for him.
You're kidding. A Republican?
Yeah.
Why? What was it that was so attractive about him to you?
His experience and his ability to answer questions.
Why would you go for him over a guy like Coors?
I don't think Coors brings anything to it other than money. I don't think he's looking out for any constituent in Colorado other than himself.
There I would agree with you. That's very smart. Now, since you're identifying yourself as a Republican, Paul, I have to ask you the ultimate question. What are you going to do in the fall for the presidential election?
I'm going to vote for George W. Bush.
Why?
I think that he's shown a lot of leadership, and I think that he's somebody that I do trust.
Why?
Why, Enid? I don't know why. I feel comfortable with
him. Why do you trust him? He's lied to you repeatedly. Why do you still trust him?
I don't think he's lied about a lot of the things. I think he's been misinformed. I think he's got some people under him that are...
All right, let's assume he's misinformed, like you say. He's our leader. He's our CEO. It comes from the top. And if he's been incompetent in his leadership, why do you want to give him 4 more years to be more incompetent?
I don't... I think he's incompetent, and I also...
Well, what are his successes?
We're fighting a war in Iraq. We're not fighting the war in the United States. I think that's one of the biggest successes.
But it's unraveling. We're going to hand it over in 5 weeks, and we got no one to hand it over to. How is it that by what measure do we actually have a success in your view in Iraq?
Right now, we're not fighting here in the United States. We don't have suicide bombers here. And I expect that we will, but it hasn't happened yet.
But so if we do, our first responders are all over there fighting an irrelevant war that we didn't need to fight in the first place. All right, where else do you think George has been successful, Dickey?
Well, I think he's also turned around the economy compared to when he started. And I think it was on a downside at the end of the last administration.
Well, when he started, there were record surpluses. We now have record deficits.
I know we have record surpluses, but we were in a war also.
Yes, and this is why John McCain said, has put a cap on spending, that in the whole history of the United States, never have we been in a war where we are also having tax cuts. Now, does that strike you as a sound policy, that here we are in a war that's demanding huge amounts of money, but we're still going to give tax cuts to people? Does that strike you as sound fiscal policy?
It's what I think we need to do in order to stimulate the economy.
This is what we need to do to stimulate the economy. All right, and so tell me some more about what Bush's other successes were. We have this great... He's been successful with the economy because he took a record surplus and turned it into a record deficit. For the first time in American history, he wants, as we are fighting a war, to give tax cuts, not to request additional taxes. And the situation in Iraq is spiraling out of control. 5 weeks, we have no one to give it over to because we've alienated the UN and because things are a mess there. And those are all the reasons why you think that Bush has done a great job and you want to vote for him?
You know what? I really appreciate all the time. You've given me as much more time than you used to give to Republicans. But I'm going to go ahead and pass on this because I wasn't prepared for that
Because Paul, darling, and call us again, you have no good reason other than emotionally you like him, and that's why you're going to vote for him. But in terms of performance issues, the man is incompetent, and there's no way to defend it. There's no other good way to say it. But I'm delighted that you tried, and thanks for calling. 303-382-1150. That opens up one line. You may wish to respond to Paul, at Goldstein. Now, he's smart enough as a Republican to see the virtues of a guy like Mike Miles, and not smart enough as a Republican to see the virtues of someone other than Dickey. How would you talk to somebody like this? This is what is an amazement to me. No matter how you go down the issues, Dickey has been incompetent on all of them. Amazing, not just mildly incompetent, but egregiously, outrageously, annoyingly incompetent. And people who love him, they don't want to hear. It's like finding out that your beloved is a junkie. You don't want to know it, so you get mad at the messenger. I'm Ina Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Rush, rush.
Anyone else has to go, do it now. I ain't stopping again.
Middays, the Rush Alternative. Ina Goldstein, noon till 3 on AM 1150 KNRC.
WB2. Tonight on WB2 News at 9. We all know that fruits and vegetables are good for us, but it may surprise you to find out which ones can fight off cancer, improve your vision, strengthen your heart, and sharpen your memory.
The main thing to remember is that there is no one vegetable of youth, no one food that's going to make all of the difference.
We slice and dice and peel and chop to find out which fruits and vegetables will keep your body moving along, eating to live longer. Tonight on WB2 News at 9.
Hi, I'm Natalie Tisdall.
And I'm Tom Green. Whether you're an early riser or like to sleep late,
WB2 Morning News is there for you.
Every weekday between 5:30 and 9, get your news, weather, and traffic from WB2 Morning News.
We have Denver's most local news in the morning.
Tuesday morning, our Better Beach Body series continues with tips on improving your back and biceps from a former Bronco cheerleader.
Plus, you know that stuff piled in your garage? We'll tell you how to get rid of it and help someone out at the same time.
So join us for WB2 Morning News tomorrow between 5:30 and 9, because your time counts.
Hi, I'm Evelinda Irvin.
And I'm Judy Schwartz. We co-host Style Matters Live.
Even if you're not born with great style, you can buy it.
Just like we do. And this extends to our homes. Element, Denver's newest furniture store for urban home furnishings, accessories, and artwork, meets all our style needs and will meet yours, too.
Element has multifunctional furniture to maximize your space in a condo, apartment, loft, or smaller home. The clean lines of Element's furniture for today's urban lifestyle will work with what you already own.
You'll love their eclectic mix of styles, all presented in a way you can envision in your own home.
Prices are affordable, with lamps as low as $100 and sofas starting at about $1,000. Interior design services are available.
Element is open Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 7, and Sunday, 1 to 5. Element is located at 77 West 9th Avenue, a half a block west of Broadway in the Golden Triangle. 303-825-3770.
Element. Your lifestyle, your home, your element.
Hi, this is Tim Brown, CEO of NRC Broadcasting, inviting you to join me and AM 1150 KNRC for the inaugural U.S. Half Marathon Sunday, June 6th at Cherry Creek Reservoir. It's a benefit for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Registration is available online at www.rundenver.com. Don't miss this opportunity to be a part of history. Please join me in running Mile High's first U.S. Half Marathon on Sunday, June 6th in the beautiful surroundings of Cherry Creek State Park. AM 1150 KNRC is proud to be a charter sponsor of the U.S. Half Marathon Denver. See you at Cherry Creek on Sunday the 6th.
Joe is regretful.
Man, am I regretful!
The problem is Joe just bought a used car.
Why did I do it? Why?
And Joe didn't use Carfax, which lets you check a used car's history to see if it's been in an accident, has accurate mileage, stuff like that. And now he might have made a $10,000 mistake.
Here's the wound! Here's the salt! Mix it up!
Sorry, Joe. Next time, go to CARFAX.com or ask your dealer for a Carfax report and get the truth about used cars.
Yeah, yeah, Carfax. Heard you the first time.
Carfax, Carfax, Carfax. Come on.
Looking for a home can be stressful. Fortunately, Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage is offering stress relief. Spring is here, which means it's open house season at Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage. So we're showing more homes than ever. Go to ColoradoHomes.com for a complete list of open houses. And make house hunting, dare we say, more relaxing. Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage. Visit ColoradoHomes.com. Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage is owned and operated by NRT Incorporated.
I'm Jennifer Slaw, CNBC Business Radio. A mixed bag on Wall Street in the final hour of trading. The Dow down by 14 points, NASDAQ higher by 10. Oil remains front and center today. Crude prices closing in on $42 a barrel. A concern Saudi Arabia's vow to boost output won't be enough to satisfy soaring demand. New York Attorney General Elliot Spitzer is suing former NYSE Chief Dick Grasso, the exchange itself, and former board member Ken Langone. The case stems from Grasso's $190 million pay package. Another blow for the tobacco industry. A federal judge has given the government the green light to go after $280 billion in tobacco profits as part of a racketeering suit. The case accuses cigarette makers of deliberately misleading the public about the risks of smoking. And it's not all fun and games at Toys R Us. The company's online division has filed a lawsuit against Amazon.com for violating its exclusivity rights. I'm Jennifer Slaw for CNBC Business Radio.
Your dog eats your new sofa. Pet satisfaction rating 3%. Your hairdresser doesn't know burnt auburn from burnt toast. Hair color satisfaction rating 5%. After years of marriage, your husband still leaves the seat up. Spouse satisfaction rating minus 2%. Your car insurance company saves you hundreds of dollars and handles your claim quickly and fairly. Car insurance satisfaction rating 97%. Oh, you must have Geico.
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO, 1-800-947-AUTO.
There are lots of household problems you can tackle yourself, but one of the smallest may present a much bigger challenge than you'd imagine. Household ants are the number one pest in America, and once they're in your home, they can be extremely tough to get rid of. In fact, the ants you see may be just a small fraction of a massive colony hidden outside your house. To win the war on ants and other pests that may carry disease or damage your home, you need to call a licensed pest control professional. Find one near you by visiting pestworld.org.
The stage is set.
Real action is what we need.
Decision 2004.
If you're in a period of transition, you must help people make that transition.
Continuing coverage.
The clock is ticking.
This should be an interesting debate.
From your best choice for the info regarding the election in 2004. AM 1150, KNIC. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150, KNIC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
1:33 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. I'm getting a bunch of emails from Keith. Keith is responding to our last caller before the break, and Keith said, the lines are full, by the way, but they will open up 303-382-1150. Keith is saying, if Bush didn't lie and was misinformed, why didn't he hold anyone responsible for misinforming him? Keith goes on, I really get tired of this rather simplified. I'd rather fight the terrorists over there than over here. I think the war in Iraq was only done more to produce more terrorism in both places, and we'll be fighting them as a result of it here. It is not as if there's a set number of terrorists and we'll take care of them there. What we are doing in Iraq is likely just being used as a recruiting tool for terrorists, and we will likely see them here soon enough. Not good. Responses to whether I should keep the kiss or not. Keep the kiss, Krista emails me. Let's see. Here is Christy. Christy says, hate the kiss. Okay. Here is Ken. Ken says, keep the kiss. And Roger says, keep your kiss, but let's give Dickie the kiss off. And three more. Keep the only reason, here's from Bill. Bill says, the only reason people are getting tired of the kiss is because all of your new first-time callers. A friend turned me on to your show, and I look forward noon to three weekdays now. Also love how you push people to participate. Keep up the good work. I vote for the kiss, and that is from Daniel. Keith said, keep the kiss. One day I hope to call in and get one. 303-382-1150. Karen calling from Littleton. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Karen.
I was a first-timer also this weekend down in Pueblo at the State Democratic Convention. Never done it before. Worked for campaigns, but never got personally involved.
Uh-huh.
It was so exciting. Mike Miles did give a great speech. I am a Salazar committed delegate. Ann Richards came, and she spoke. She was fabulous. She really charged the crowd. And the most fun thing, mm-hmm. or some people probably think of to be boring, was listening to the platform and the platform revisions and voting on those.
Why was that so interesting?
Because I really hadn't thought about some of the issues that people were so passionate about.
Such as?
Well, whether we should stay, you know, in the election, electoral versus vote, whether we should get rid of electoral vote college in Colorado or in the country. I mean, I was torn on that issue.
So these were really good, provocative discussions, it
sounds
like.
One was on the Palestinians' right to a homeland as well as the Israelis' right to a homeland, but about the Israelis coming in and bulldozing the houses in Palestine. I mean, it really got exciting.
It got, well, Karen, thank you so much for this report.
Okay.
You're a good poster person for getting involved.
Yeah, it was fun. And I tell everybody, it really is worth your time.
Thanks, Karen. 303-382-1150. You heard it from Karen. That opens up one line, 303-382-1150. Here's what we're talking about. We're talking about whether Mike Miles has a chance against Coors. We're talking about the Bush speech tonight, which we are going to carry live, in which he is really on the ropes. I'm looking at numbers that I'm seeing before me where his approval rating, 42% last week, 41% this week, so it's trending down. This is where he's really got to get it together. Mike in Denver, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, good afternoon, Enid.
Hi, Mike.
I just wanted to say that generally both Ken Salazar and Mike Miles had really, really, you know, just great credentials. And I happened to listen to NPR and listen to Pete Coors and Mike Miles last week. And, you know, no comparison in terms of the depth of you know, one to the other in terms of, you know, real issues that affect the country and you know, internationally and here within, you know, within the
what
country.
Does Coors know? I mean, Coors is an ambulatory logo. He's a well-known
That's
name.
Right.
He got the right set of genes. He got born
well,
to the
funny.
Right family, and he's got deep pockets. And
That's
maybe
right.
he knows the beer business or the family's philanthropic issues. But what does he know about being a politician?
Well, you know, I mean, I think that, you know, Mike's greatest you know, deficit, I guess, is you know, name exposure and money. But I'll tell you, his credentials are impeccable. And Ken Salazar, you know, regardless of, you know, supporting the war and everything, I know that, you know, that there's hard and fast issues sometimes that you have to look at.
All right, so who are you going to go for?
Well, I, you know, to be very honest with you, I think Ken Salazar is going to be nominated and everything. But
so who are you going to go for?
Here's a scenario. I'd like to give you...
We don't have time. Just tell me who you're going to go for.
I'm going to vote for Kerry, but I'll tell you, I'd like to see Mike and Ken go for the governorship here and the Senate. That's my scenario.
Ooh, that's juicy. Thanks, Mike.
I think that's what they should do in the Democrats.
All right, we're going to leave it.
Better wake up.
All right, thanks for the call. 303-382-1150. Kevin in Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hey, Enid, how's it going?
Going well.
You think Paul is still listening? I want to respond to Paul with a campaign slogan for him. Are you ready?
All right.
Bush, Cheney, redefining success one failure at a time. I'm just going to tell you what's going to happen in his speech tonight.
Yeah, what's going to happen? I want to hear.
Well, he's going to lay out the case for why it's so important that we succeed in Iraq. And then he's going to define success as turning over power on June 30th.
No, then he's going to define success as failure.
Well, exactly.
This is what success consists of. This is the emperor's new clothes, I'm telling you.
Well, no, I'm saying he's going to clearly define the turnover on the 30th as being the mission accomplished.
Wait,
now,
I thought he said we're in this, we're going to stay the course, he said. What he means is we're going to throw it into somebody's lap, anybody's lap, the first lap we can find.
Well, once we're at July 1st, all you're going to hear is how successful we were in Iraq from the Republicans.
Well, we're handing it over on June 30th, but we're taking it back on July 1st.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kevin. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is AM 1150 KNRC.
1:39, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Partly cloudy and 68 degrees now. A 16-year-old boy died last night in what may be a gang-related shooting. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic. Here's Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
First freeway problem in a long time. It's a report of a disabled vehicle. Northbound I-25 approaching Everson, supposed to be blocking the right lane. Gentleman has a flat tire. Everything else on the freeway system looks good. Southbound Monaco at Alameda, medical first aid situation. 40th and Youngfield, watch for an accident. Denver Fire cleaning up after a car fire. 44th Avenue and Sheridan Boulevard. Noodles and Company with the information. From spicy to company, healthy to indulgent, there's something for everyone. Soup, salads, and noodle bowls. Sauteed fresh, Serve Fast Noodles & Company in Denver at 16th and Market. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Denver police say a shooting last night at 14th and Lowell was probably gang-related. A 16-year-old boy died while two other men were hospitalized with injuries that are not considered to be life-threatening. This report brought to you by News 4. Some 130 troops left Buckley Air Force Base this morning, bound for Iraq. They're part of the 140th Wing, namely maintenance and support personnel for 30 F-16s whose pilots are scheduled to leave tonight. The members of the 140th Wing deployed today and are expected to be in Iraq for about a month. The University of Colorado Regents say they plan to adopt many of the proposed reforms suggested by a Blue Ribbon Commission. The commission's report included 39 policy changes for the CU Athletic Department. The Regents hope that reforms will remove any perceived walls between athletes and the rest of the student body. Tonight, meet a Colorado man who dedicated himself to protecting the children of Iraq, even when those children were used as a human shield, serving with honor tonight at 10 on News 4. We'll take a look at the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 1:41.
From the caucuses to the presidential election,
every vote counts.
We've got it covered. Your number one source for election 2004 information. Denver's AM 1150 KNRC. Join our Voice at Work fraternity. It's growing every day.
I listen in the morning when I'm getting ready for work, in the office, the car on the ride home.
If you support live and local radio for the Denver metro market, go to our website at knrcradio.com and click on the Voice at Work logo.
This is going to be the most astounding thing you've ever heard of.
If you listen to KNRC at your place of business, you'll get up to 10 free T-shirts for your employees.
Well, that stuff sounds pretty good.
When you sign up as a member of KNRC's Voice at Work program, our host will mention your business on the air. As a local supporter of the station, your place of business will be added to the Voice at Work portion of the KNRC website. We want all of our listeners to know the local places that support local radio. We'll also send you KNRC t-shirts, bumper static stickers, and commuter coffee mugs.
I mean, that's a great deal.
Go to knrcradio.com and join the Voice at Work fraternity. Another way to say thank you for listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
You guys are great. I love listening.
I have it on all the time.
KNRC.
Shopping for a mortgage should be no different from shopping for any big-ticket item, a car, a refrigerator, a house. You're looking for the best possible value available. Investment Property Funding Incorporated offers just that. The best mortgage rates available, starting at 1.25% for primary residences and just 1.65% for investment properties, with no points, no junk fees, and no surprises at closing. Increase your cash flow by hundreds, if not thousands of dollars per month. Investment Property Funding can handle all your mortgage needs with your choice of fixed rate, adjustable rate, or interest-only programs. We have full menu of options for savvy, no-nonsense borrowers like you. Don't wait. Get the rates you deserve today by calling the professionals at Investment Property Funding Incorporated at 303-531-8508. That's 303-531-8508. Your mortgage experts, 303-531-8508, or online at ipfunding.com.
Checking the KNRC weather forecast. Becoming mostly cloudy with some scattered thunderstorms possible this afternoon. Mostly cloudy with some scattered thunderstorms this evening. And scattered showers after midnight. Low 40s for the overnight temperature. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Chance of some showers and scattered thunderstorms. High in the mid-60s. Partly cloudy in 68 now. KNRC News Time is 1:44. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Just Ellen meets Just Jack.
Just the fact. Ma'am.
Next all-new Ellen Will and Grace's Sean Hayes' lifelong dream will come true.
Well, wrap up Grandpa and sell my dishes on the internet. I don't believe it.
Plus, the day after tomorrow's Jake Gyllenhaal. Then, Ellen's most talented viewer performs live.
Well, that is special.
And all week, all new shows. Tuesday, Shrek 2's Antonio Banderas. Wednesday, Cameron Diaz. And Thursday, Halle Berry. On The Ellen DeGeneres Show.
The Ellen DeGeneres Show. Today at 3 on 9 News.
Gas prices are going through the roof, and it seems like there's nothing you can do about it. Or is there? We'll help you find the best gas prices in town, and all you need is the web. With a few mouse clicks, you can find out where the cheap gas is. And you can plan your next driving vacation and see how much gas mileage you should be getting on the trip. We'll even show you a few tips to get better mileage driving around town. You'll be amazed at what makes a difference. You can afford a gallon of gas Monday on 9 News at 10.
I really don't want to give my name. I'm a regional manager. I do love that Enid Goldstein. A mission to Mars, Mr. Bush? If there's any extra money in the budget, I think we should create a U.S. grant for hotness myself.
Enid Goldstein, weekday afternoons from noon till 3 on AM 1150 KNRC. Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
1:45 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. And here I'm getting some emails from people. This is from, I think, Rich. Rich says, the Dickster blows it again. Buried in John Aloysius Farrell's column on Sunday was an interesting factoid of the much ballyhooed 308,000 jobs added in March. A whopping 243,000 of them are part-time. Obviously, the corporations are offshoring our high-paying, high-skilled jobs and replacing them with McJobs and McPaychecks. Say hello to the new economy, but try to tell your party line Republicans that. And then Billy Jean says, the man that was going to vote for Bush, you should have reminded your caller that the war in Iraq was unnecessary, according to General Zinni, that none of the generals were for the war. They wanted to go into Afghanistan to get bin Laden, that Bush is not a strong leader. He should have heads rolling. Keep up the excellent program. Signed, Billy Jean, 303-382-1150. Did anybody see the interview with four-star General Zinni on 60 Minutes on Sunday? Wow, what an eye-opener. He thinks people should lose their jobs, heads should roll. He said this war was unnecessary, we're conducting it badly, everything about it is incompetently run. Dave, in Lakewood, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, Enid. Keep the tips. I think it's neat.
Okay.
I want you to know I've been spreading the word in the unions and in the Democratic Party. People need to tune into you every day.
Thank you very much.
I was a Mike Miles supporter before Ken Salazar announced that he was going to get into the race. And as soon as Ken announced, I jumped on his bandwagon. And the reason I did, I'm really impressed with Mike Miles. I think he's a great guy, and I think he is really well qualified. But Ken Salazar is the strongest Democrat in this state. And here's a chance for Colorado to put a Democrat back in the U.S. Senate.
All right, let me play devil's advocate. You're probably right about all of that. And it's better to have a Democrat in there than a Republican. But what if you've got a namby-pamby Democrat who's still supporting the war and he'll roll over for the Republicans? Is that a plus?
It really could be.
I mean, I'm hoping that that's not an accurate description of Salazar.
No,
I'm definitely
not.
Hoping
Salazar
that that's a case.
But I would support him anyway, because if we can get a Democratic majority in the U.S. Senate, that will make a Democrat the chairman of every Senate committee and give the Democrats
the majority.
Every Senate committee. And that means a heck of a lot more.
So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether Salazar supports the war or he doesn't support the war. He is a Democrat.
Well, and the thing is, as far as I'm concerned, I mean, you know, I'm...
The man's been circumcised. What can I say?
Yeah. We never should have went into Iraq. It was stupid. It was just a game to destabilize the Middle East so that oil prices...
Is anybody looking at the front cover story in Newsweek magazine on the con man, Chalabi, and his role in all of this? I mean, it's enough to make your soul just fry. You get so mad reading this that they could have been so taken in by this guy who's an embezzler, a con man, a fraud artist...
And I wonder.
We have paid him millions, $60 million. I mean, it's a huge amount of money, and he lives big. And he hadn't been in Iraq for 25 years, and he saw this as a job opening. And I wonder if this raid wasn't staged somehow to make him look like he's not a friend of America's, and then open the door for him to take and assume some sort of a non-American controlled leadership position.
I think you're right on track. I think that's been the deal from the get-go. One thing I wanted to say about the Miles Salazar race, I saw so much enthusiasm Saturday. I was a delegate to the state convention, and I was on the credentials committee, and the kind of enthusiasm I wasn't a first-timer. I'm an every-timer. I've been going for years. And this was one of the best that I've seen. I think we had the same kind of enthusiasm as we had in 1976 when we carried the state for Carter in 76. 92 had this kind of enthusiasm, and we did carry the state for Clinton. And I'm hoping that, for example, if Miles wins this primary, I'm going to go to work for him. I'm going to do everything I can to get him elected to the U.S. Senate. I'm hoping that the Miles supporters will do the same thing if Salazar wins, that they'll stay in the race and get out there and fight.
Oh, I'm guessing they will, just like the Dean supporters are now going to, you know, some of them may fall by the wayside, but I think they're going to support whoever the Democratic candidate is, and we assume it's John Kerry. Thanks very much, Dave. I really appreciate
it. Thanks for letting me in.
You're welcome. 303-382-1150. Tim, on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, Enid. Greetings from a thinking rather than goose-stepping Republican.
Oh, is there such a thing?
Yes, actually, there is.
Okay, so then tell me, what is, when you say you're a
pro-choice,
thinking...
Pro-choice adoptive father with a fiscal conservative view.
Oh, that's good. All of that is good. Now, so then what are you going to do for the presidential election?
Either not vote, or I haven't really made up my mind yet, because I usually do that within 48 hours of the election based on whatever.
What's it gonna, what would it take
out?
If, all right, now, if you vote for Nader, you know you're voting for Bush.
Right, he's so, out. Nader's not such a nice guy as he comes off.
All right, so you're not going for him. What would it take for you to be able to hold your nose and vote for Kerry?
You know, I've done that every election since I voted. I'd like to be able to go to the polls and actually vote for someone rather than against someone else.
Who did you vote for in the last presidential election? Bush?
Well, I'd rather not say, but no.
You didn't?
No.
Then maybe you're not as committed a Republican as a lot of other Republicans are?
Well, I am, because at least they pretend to be fiscally conservative.
Yeah, but the Democrats,
Bill
Clinton did a much better job with the economy, and he paid down the deficit.
Well, smoke and mirrors is a wonderful thing.
No. He paid down the deficit and left Dickey with the Dickster with the hugest surplus, a record surplus.
Yes, well, you know, when you build up the military, it's easy to spend money. However, I would like to also take issue with your last female caller who made it sound like the Israelis, like the Arabs are the wronged party in the Arab-Israeli and Palestinian conflict. The reason that the Israelis are knocking over these houses is they are either arms tunnels or terrorist smuggling tunnels. And that's why the houses are getting knocked over, or the terrorists have used those homes, and that's why they're getting knocked over. They're not just indiscriminately going in and knocking over neighborhoods.
I know, and I always think that I'm always very concerned about anti-Semitism for obvious reasons. And every time I hear Israelis being dissed, there's plenty that they do wrong, but also they're fighting in order to, to remain where they have never been wanted from the beginning. And I mean, there have been times when the two sides have come close together. It wasn't so long ago, maybe 10 years or so ago, I forget.
Less. They could have had a state 4 or 5 years ago, but Arafat reneged.
Well, not only that, but before then, where there were jobs, where there was a real flowering between the two countries and or the two entities here, and then it all fell apart because you had people who want to keep the pot boiling and they want to keep the conflict going, and
because
that's why the refugee camps are still there, and so you got a very complicated situation. All right, we're going to leave it there, Tim. I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
She's your midday rush alternative. Enid Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC. Enid Goldstein, KNRC.
We have to talk.
D.R. Horton, America's Builder Melody Series. Great incentives, no down, no closing cost programs available. Visit MelodyLiving.com or call 866-MELODY-H.
In the world of shopping, 70% of the time women do the shopping and the guys get left behind. Hi, I'm Bev Rulo, owner of International Optique. It's important to remember men and their eyewear, as eyewear shows the world what kind of personality they have. International Optique at Tamarack Square salutes men with a very special discount. Choose one dye from our dye collection. Roll a 2 and receive a 20% discount off your new frame with the purchase of prescription lenses. Roll a 6 and receive 60% off your new frame. But remember, this game is just for men who want to look beyond fabulous in new eyewear. The discount is yours just for mentioning our game. Allow our staff to create a new look for you with eyewear from Alon Mickley, Click 12, Bada, or Oliver Peoples. You'll be a sure winner at International Optique at Tamarack Square. Guys, come in yourself or bring in your special gal. We'll make getting new eyewear and lenses so easy, you'll want a pair for business, sports, and dress. All at International Optique at Tamarack Square. See you soon.
The Chicago Underground Daily calls it an amazing cinematic wonder, spellbinding.
My daughter, I'm not sure if I can make it.
Father, you must remain strong, for I bring good news.
Oh, you bring good news?
Yes, I just save a bunch of money on car insurance by switching to Geico.
See how much you could save. Visit Geico.com. Geico, 15 minutes online could save you 15% on car insurance.
It's night. You have heartburn. You want fast relief. Zantac works fast. When first used, Prilosec OTC works not so fast. Zantac works right when you need it.
Hello, relief.
Prilosec's label says it may take 1 to 4 days to fully work. So, what would you choose?
Estimated time of relief, 1 to 4 days.
Prilosec, nah. Zantac's for people who hate to wait, especially at night. Use as directed.
Talk to Bill O'Reilly.
Well, let's talk about Guantanamo Bay. The New York Times asserts that some of these people captured on the battlefield were, quote, in the wrong place at the wrong time. Like they took a wrong turn somewhere in Uzbekistan, all right? And then went across gravel roads for 400 miles until they showed up with guns in a combat zone.
Bill O'Reilly, weekday mornings from 10 till noon on AM 1150 KNRC.
At KNRC Radio, your opinion counts. Go to our opinion poll at www.knrcradio.com right now and vote for who do you think will fight for the Senate seat here in Colorado.
I'd appreciate your input.
Hi, this is Bill O'Reilly. Join me live every weekday morning from 10 till noon here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
157 on the Monday edition of Enid Live, yours until 3 o'clock. Head over to the phones very quickly. Teresa Nassel, hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. This is Teresa Masterton. I'm also the Douglas County PR chair.
Uh-huh.
And I was blessed to be at the convention this weekend. I'm a Miles supporter. And I have to tell you honestly, I got there Friday night. We went to quite a few functions, socialized with a lot of people, and people on the Salazar campaign changed their vote after hearing both the candidates Saturday speak and voted for Miles.
Does he have a chance against Coors?
Absolutely. Coors brings nothing to the table, as you've heard previously from
well,
your other
except,
callers.
Except a well-known name and gobs of money.
Absolutely, and even our governor has admitted that when he first announced his candidacy. He said on local news, he's a great guy, I've worked on some fundraisers with him, and he's running. And that's it. Those are his qualifications.
And free beer for everybody.
Yeah, and he does charity work because he has such a big business, he needs a lot of write-offs.
Well, no, I think they have a philanthropic foundation, which is another form of an elevated write-off.
Exactly.
So you think Miles could do it? He could bring it home for Colorado?
Absolutely. And the only reason why he doesn't have the name is the media hasn't put his name out there. The papers haven't put things except for in the back of the paper. The local news would never give him name recognition. But I think he's got it now after this weekend.
Teresa, thanks so much for calling. I appreciate
it.
I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC. It wouldn't be fair to take calls because we just have a few seconds left in this hour. But here's the good news. The good news is one more hour of Enid live right here on AM 1150 KNRC. We'll discuss that kiss. I think that kiss is going to stay for a while longer, but some of you are annoyed by it. That's because we have so many first-time callers. If you've never called my show before, you'll get this annoying kiss, this cheesy gift, but that means we love you, cheesy or not. 303-382-1150, you will be heard. You could affect the dialogue. I'm Enid Goldstein, listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Hear Colorado talk. This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Inglewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 2 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Bob Kerr at the White House. She has said she knew nothing about prisoner abuse in Iraq, even though she was in charge of U.S.-run facilities there. Now, NBC News has learned Brigadier General Janice Karpinski has been suspended, pending results of several investigations, and she could face criminal charges. President Bush takes to the airwaves tonight to explain what the U.S. is doing in Iraq. NBC's David Gregory with a preview.
The president, officials say, wants to make it clear to the American people who are skeptical in large measure about the mission in Iraq that there is a clear strategy, an exit strategy from Iraq, and that June 30th is really the first place to look for that strategy.
That's when the U.S. begins handing over power to Iraqis. Starting today, everyone in the country is eligible to change cell phone companies without changing their phone number. This program began in large cities last year, but it's now being expanded. I'm Bob Kerr, NBC News Radio.
Let's be honest. By now, you've probably heard of Levitra, Levitra Vardenafil HCL. I bet you're still wondering, does Levitra really do what it's supposed to? Well, I can tell you, but where's the fun in that? Talk to your doctor. Find out for yourself. You know, when they say nothing ventured, nothing gained, they aren't kidding. Ask your doctor if a free trial is right for you. Call 1-866-LEVITRA or visit Levitra.com to find out more. Levitra, when it counts. Individual results may vary.
Reaching 80, I'm comfortable because I feel I just don't have to be concerned about the future.
I have the privilege of just being able to take things easy.
When I see my children relating to one another and their children, that is a legacy I feel that'll last way beyond me, and that's a very comforting feeling. It's absolutely a great time of life.
Jockey, what's in your comfort zone? Tell your story at jockey.com.
Winner of 8 Associated Press Awards for journalistic excellence, including Best Newscast, award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, 71 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. A possible gang-related shooting has left a 16-year-old boy dead. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Couple of problems along 6th Avenue this time around. Report a service of Liberty Bell Telecom. One of those problems is a stalled vehicle eastbound 6th Avenue approaching Wadsworth. Didn't say where it was. Lakewood Police didn't. And the other one is a stall on the right lane eastbound 6th Avenue approaching Federal Boulevard. Doesn't look like either one of those is causing much of a slowdown for anyone. Northbound I-25 looking a lot better as you head up toward Emerson Street. That's because of an earlier stall. Sounds like that's been pushed out of the way. Northbound Wadsworth at 53rd Avenue. Disabled vehicle blocking the center lane. Break free from Quest with your new choice in local phone service, Liberty Bell Telecom. Better service, cheaper rates, keep your current numbers, LibertyBellTelecom.com. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Witnesses say they saw two men running away after a shooting last night at 14th and Lowell. A 16-year-old boy was killed, while two other men were hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. Police believe the incident was gang-related. This report brought to you by News 4. About 130 troops left Buckley Air Force Base this morning bound for Iraq. They're part of the 140th Wing, namely maintenance and support personnel for 30 F-16s, whose pilots are scheduled to leave tonight. Colonel Buck Buckingham of the Colorado Air National Guard says with the June 30th transition of power looming in Iraq, these are uneasy times for his troops.
June's going to be a bad month, and we all know it, and the people that went know it, and they still did it. It's only going to get higher before it gets better.
Buckingham says the members of the 140th Wing deployed today are supposed to be in Iraq for about a month. Be sure you've got that seatbelt buckled up. The Click It or Ticket campaign is on now through Sunday. Police can't stop you for not wearing a seatbelt, but if you're stopped for some other reason and you aren't buckled up, you will get a ticket. In sports, no game for the Colorado Rockies today. They're getting ready to start a three-game homestand against the San Diego Padres tomorrow. Yesterday, the Mets shut out the Rocks 4-0. Tonight, meet a Colorado man who dedicated himself to protecting the children of Iraq, even when those children were used as a human shield. Serving with honor tonight at 10 on News 4. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is next. KNRC News Time is 2:04.
AM 1150 KNRC. The way Denver spells talk radio. KNRC.
Velcaro Paint and Decorating hopes you'll forgive us for bragging a little. We've won an award. And because the environment is really important to us, we're pretty proud of it. Velcaro, a Benjamin Moore dealer, was recently named a recipient of the Environmental Achievement Award by the state of Colorado. What's our achievement? It's the Wet Paint Color Swatch program, which Velcaro pioneered nationally. As you know, choosing the right paint color is usually by trial and error. In the past, consumers had to buy an entire quart to get a sample. Wrong colors often get tossed out and eventually make their way into the environment. But Velcaro offers 1.5-ounce paint swatches, enough to cover 4 square feet, and more than enough to make the right decision. They're inexpensive and come in more than 6,000 colors, including our entire Benjamin Moore line. Wet paint color swatches. Good for you, good for the environment. From Belcaro Paint and Decorating, a Benjamin Moore quality paint dealer. 5475 Leedsdale Drive, just one block west of Holly. Online at belcaro.com.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. With northeast winds at about 20 to 30 miles an hour through the afternoon, it'll be a windy day with a mix of sun and clouds. Isolated showers and thunderstorms are going to form north and west and then move in on us tonight. We'll top out around 73 for the high. We'll drop to 43 for the overnight low. Some isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon tomorrow with a high of 65. Sunshine and 74 on Wednesday. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
Partly cloudy and 71. KNRC news time is 2:06. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
2:06, 6 minutes after 2 o'clock. Welcome to the Monday edition of Enid Live, the day when more heart attacks happen on Monday. And they might happen more if you listen to Enid Live on AM 1150 KNRC, because you'll have a heart attack that you're actually going to hear top-of-the-line talk, at least if we try. Many things that we haven't gotten to, and I want to add them to the things that we already have gotten to. First of all, Michael Moore, U.S. filmmaker Michael Moore, walked triumphantly up the red carpet at the Cannes Film Festival, and he won the top prize, and it is the first time in at least 50 years and maybe longer that any documentary ever won a top prize. So he just got a standing ovation. He got a standing ovary right there at the Cannes Film Festival. Frank Rich, who used to be a Broadway film critic and now is a columnist for the theater critic and now is a columnist for the New York Times, had a piece about Michael Moore and talked about that there is previously unseen footage as President Bush is being made up for his speech announcing the start of the war. Do you remember how somber he was? Well, they've got footage in the new Michael Moore film where Dickie is making faces and yucking it up and laughing. It was just like when he was interviewed, and I think it might have been Tucker Carlson who did the interview, somebody who purports to be on the same ideological side of the fence as Dickie, in case he's got any ideology or ideas at all. And Dickie was miming and laughing that he put Carla Faye Tucker to death. Now, remember, there were a lot of prominent ministers who came to her defense and that she had turned her life around and so on. But here is here are scenes of he's sitting at his desk in the Oval Office getting made up. George W. Bush, Dickie is. A makeup woman is doing his face, and Bush is having a high old time. He darts his eyes about, he grins as if he were playing a peekaboo game with someone just off camera. He could be a teenager goofing with his buds to relieve the passing tedium of a haircut. In your wildest dreams, you could not imagine Franklin Roosevelt behaving this way 30 seconds before declaring war, with grave decisions and their consequences at stake, said Mr. Moore, Michael Moore, in an interview. The L.A. Times reports last week that our soldiers are so overextended and undermined and undermanned and so bereft of a coherent plan in Iraq. The L.A. Times reported that for the first time, three Army divisions, more than a third of its combat troops, are so depleted of equipment and skills that they are classified as unfit to fight. So you have an administration that says it is supporting our troops. But I guess their support of them means that they stretch them thin. There are three army divisions, more than a third of our combat troops are so depleted of equipment and skills that they are classified, quote, unfit to fight. Apparently, this was reported by the Los Angeles Times last week. In a question of the day that Bernie just faxed me over, do you have confidence that President Bush has the answers for the problems in Iraq? 31% say yes, 69% say no. Bush approval stays near record low in the polls. His approval ratings remain virtually unchanged from the record low of his presidency 2 weeks ago. This is according to a CNN USA Today Gallup poll. 47% of people polled said they approve of how Bush is handling the presidency, up one percentage point taken from a couple of weeks ago. 49% say they disapprove, down 2 points from the previous survey, with a margin of plus or minus 3 points. The change is statistically insignificant. The war in Iraq, now this is a CNNnews.com. The war in Iraq continues to tarnish the approval ratings of President Bush. Evaluations of the way he's handling the war in Iraq, how he's handling foreign policy, how he's handling the job overall, are now at their lowest levels ever in his presidency. Bush's overall job approval rating has continued to decline. 41% approve of the job he's doing as president, while 52% disapprove. It was 42% approval, so he's going down. The trend is down, even though statistically insignificant. The lowest overall job rating of his presidency. 2 weeks ago, 44% approved. A year ago, two-thirds approved. 61% of Americans now disapprove of the way Dickey is handling the situation in Iraq, while just 34% approve. So when you talk about the overall presidency, he does slightly better. When you talk about Iraq, he two-thirds essentially disapprove. As concern about the situation grows, 65% now say that the country is on the wrong track, matching the highest number ever recorded in CBS News polls, which began asking this question in the mid-1980s. Only 30% currently say things in this country are headed in the right direction. 1 year ago, 56% of Americans said the country was headed in the right direction. We know that the country is not headed in the right direction. And if you saw General Zinni last night on 60 Minutes, wow, accusing top Pentagon officials of dereliction of duty, retired Marine General, four-star general Anthony Zinni says, staying the course in Iraq is not a reasonable option. The course is headed over Niagara Falls, he said. I think it's time to change course a little bit, or at least hold somebody responsible for putting you on this course. The current situation in Iraq was destined to happen, said Zinni, because planning for the war and its aftermath has been flawed all along. There has been poor strategic thinking in this, poor operational planning and execution on the ground. He, Zinni, was commander-in-chief of U.S. Central Command from 1997 to 2000. Zinni blames poor planning on the civilian policymakers in the administration. And this would include a group that has in it Paul Wolfowitz, Douglas Feith, and Rumsfeld. He said they promoted the war, they pushed it. I think there was dereliction, he said, in the lead up to the war and its later conduct. I saw at a minimum true dereliction, negligence and irresponsibility, at worst lying, incompetence and corruption. He wonders why nobody has been fired for this. This is a question that many people wonder about. Why has nobody been fired for anything that has gone wrong? The most massive intelligence failure in the country's history was 9/11. Nobody's head rolled over that. Although it looks like George Tenet, there's going to be a scathing report coming down, and George Tenet is going to be the object of it. So whether or not he manages to stay in office or stay in his role or not, I don't know. But the Senate Intelligence Committee is getting closer to delivering, according to Time Magazine, a scathing report on the CIA's pre-war intelligence on Iraq. Sources tell Time Magazine that the assessment, which is nearing completion, is so tough that it is sowing doubt even among longtime fans of CIA Director George Tenet. One panel member dodged the question about whether there was still full confidence in the director, saying that this is not going to be a happy report. Sources tell Time Magazine the committee's two ranking members interviewed Tenet secretly. He was cooperative, but Tenet would not confirm whether he told President Bush before the war that evidence of Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction arsenal was a slam dunk, as reported by Bob Woodward. And then there are about 2,000 missing pages of Major General Antonio Taguba's report that have to be accounted for as well. One of the other things that's been reported is that Kerry, for now, is just kind of letting things unfold. And my question is whether he's being too complacent or whether he ought to start stepping on the gas big time. or at least start to step on some kind of gas, besides pulling the training wheels off of Dickie's bike when Dickie took a spill and lost part of his chin, which we may see tonight when he gives a speech. We will be carrying it live. Dickie be taking it on the chin, and there will be hardcore evidence of it, we think. We're carrying the speech live. It's scheduled to air at 6 p.m. We also, KNRC, is carrying Meet the Press on Sundays at 5 p.m. So if you missed it on television in the morning, which a lot of us who are prone to not getting up before noon might, you can catch it on KNRC AM 1150, Sunday afternoon, 5 p.m. from now on. And I'll be on Colorado Outspoken. Tonight it airs on Boulder's Cable Channel 54 at 9:30 p.m. Tomorrow, 6:30 in the morning and 1:30 in the afternoon as well. Let's go to the phones. Joe in Aurora. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Yeah, Enid, one of the things that always used to bug me is when anybody critiqued the Iraq war, the Republicans would always say, oh, you're not supporting our troops. One of the things Zinni said, and I'll quote him, it says, look, there's one statement that bothers you more than anything else, and that's the idea that when troops are in combat, everybody has to shut up. Imagine if we had troops in combat with a faulty rifle, and that rifle was malfunctioning, and troops were dying as a result. I can't think anybody would allow that to happen, that would not speak up. Well, what's the difference between a faulty plan and strategy that's getting just as many troops killed? It's leading down a path we're not succeeding in accomplishing the mission we set out to do. I mean, here's a four-star general, a Marine four-star general, that's calling it like it is.
Oh, and General Odom, also a very high-ranking general, he said we're not going to win. He said we've messed up. It's not going to happen. We shouldn't have been in there in the first place. I really have to applaud Zinni. I'm so sorry that it comes this late in the game, but I think it comes at a time when people can actually hear it. And what the fallout of that is going to be, I don't know. They've got so much fallout to deal with on so many fronts.
You know, the other thing he said is none of the generals wanted this war. They wanted to go into Afghanistan.
So why'd they roll
after Al Qaeda?
Why did they roll so easily? Why wasn't there more? I mean, I know that the civilian leadership trumps the military leadership. But how is it that everybody rolled when it came to Rumsfeld, who's sort of a great white shark of bureaucratic venues?
Well, you have to realize, I was in the military for 22 and a half years, and civilians do run the military. I mean, that's based on our Constitution.
Yeah, but they could have leaked stories. I mean, they could have done all kinds of things besides played good soldiers.
No,
when
that's
they
the
know
military mentality.
Well, okay.
You know, that's the way the military thinks. I mean, they are very reluctant to criticize the civilian leader.
Why does he still have his job? Why does Tenet, Why does Rumsfeld still have his job?
Why does Wolfowitz have his job?
Why do all of them? I think they all have to be gone.
That's true.
All right, thanks,
that's
Joe.
That's your role.
Yep, you're right. I agree with you. Here's what Donald Rumsfeld is busying himself doing. Mobile phones fitted with digital cameras have now been banned in U.S. Army installations in Iraq, on orders from Donnie Rumsfeld. The U.S. Defense Department believes that some of the damning photos of U.S. soldiers abusing Iraqis at Abu Ghraib prison near Baghdad were taken with these camera phones, which you don't want to see anywhere in your locker room when you're running around naked, because you're liable to see yourself on the Internet. Digital cameras, camcorders, and cell phones with cameras have been prohibited in military compounds in Iraq. In other words, they're not prohibiting the activity that the cameras have reported. They just don't want any evidence of it. No cameras. That's what your Donnie Rumsfeld is up to. 303-382-1150. Stephen in Highlands Ranch. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hey, Enid. I just wanted to call and say that I think that Kerry is doing the absolute right thing by just letting all of this implode on Bush. Mainly because...
Don't you think he should step on a little gas here?
But then he becomes... Then he gives them a place to fire back at. Right now it's coming at them from every angle, and it has way more credibility than if it comes from the guy actually running against them. They'll be able just to point the finger and say, well, obviously he's going to say this because, you know, he wants you to think that. But when it's coming from all these sources, 60 Minutes, you know, you turn on CNN, I think it's been much more effective, and I think you've seen it in the polls. And then he'll just come out in a couple months.
Can he say something wry that gets quoted besides pulling the training wheels fall off of Dickie's bike? I mean, I thought that was good. And I can't believe that editors had actual discussions as to whether to print it or not.
Well, I mean, that would, yeah, I mean, I'm sure, you know, he's very guarded. I mean, I know he said that he wanted them to print it. I think that he's a smart enough person. You know, I think when he said that comment a little while ago about those guys being liars, that was absolutely, he knew he was on a hot mic, and he wanted them to, he wanted it out there that he thinks that they're liars, and that was a nice way of him saying it without, you know, pretending that he's...
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, he can say very wry things, which will have the same effect without... I don't know. Well, I take your point.
Well,
you're saying, Stephen. So maybe this is, but I'm still worried that he's not giving conservative Republicans a place to go.
Well, look for him. He'll speed it up. He's just, I mean, I think he's concerned with money and when to get the message out. And
yeah, he's going to speed it up, but by that time, well, too many impressions have been formed, and will it be too late?
But you know, usually elections don't start this early. And
but usually a lot of things, and this thing is all out of the box. The whole thing is out of the box. So maybe I don't know if the old rules still apply.
Okay.
That's just my fear.
I know.
You could be right. I mean, you're making an excellent case for it.
I just wonder if they're not looking at their campaign like war chest and just thinking, when is it go time? When will we not run out of money in October? And maybe they're not there yet.
Oh, I think they've gotten record. Kerry campaign has had record fundraising.
But I think, don't you think Bush wants to bring them out early because they have more money? I mean, Bush wants to start the fight earlier. I mean, I couldn't believe how early Bush was campaigning. I mean, he's supposed to be the president, and he's been campaigning now for 2 months. And, you know, that's so early.
I have to tell you, he's been campaigning for almost 4 years.
Okay.
And here's everything unraveling in Iraq. And where is he? He's on cheery on the campaign trail. That's where he is. He's not acting like he's the president. He's got to go. That guy has got to go. We're not going to have any country. Stephen, I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. David, calling from Denver. First time caller. Welcome to Enid Live. And we have something.
Hi, Enid.
There you go.
Am I on?
You are. You just got a kiss.
Sorry. Hey, I heard you last night on Outspoken.
Mm-hmm.
So, good deal.
It's going to be on again. It's going to be on again tonight on Boulder's channel 54 at 9:30 p.m. So, if you're in that area.
Great. Well, you gave a really good interview, and that's why I tuned in today.
Oh, thank you. You mean that this is the first time you've heard of the show?
Yeah, actually, it is.
Oh my goodness. Well, tell your friends and thank you very much.
I will. I think Kerry's doing the right thing for now because let Bush implode and then move in. But I have a different question.
All right. I mean, I'm willing to be convinced, but I don't want him to lay back so far that he misses the boat like Al Gore did.
I'm with you completely. The thing is, this time around, he's got a lot more to do. No one ever asked him about what happened in Texas.
What do you mean, what happened in Texas?
When he was governor in Texas. I mean, he left Texas with a multi-billion-dollar deficit. So this time around, he actually has to account for something. And he's not doing such a good deal with it. And I think if Kerry just lets him flop around long enough and let his numbers drop, then he can become more aggressive.
You're of a more subtle mind, David. I think, and you're clearly interested in politics, but I think that there are a lot of voters out there, the swing voters, who barely read a newspaper, who have to be clubbed over the head with, a real cartoon description of what side they're voting on versus the other side. And that may be who decides the election.
The thing is, I think because they're swing voters, they're not so interested.
That's right.
Stretch it out as long as we would be.
So you're saying they're not going to get interested until it gets closer to the election?
Or by the time the election comes, if they start too early, they may just be so tired of the whole thing.
Well, what's wrong with this strategy? Since we don't know for sure whether this is going to play out like it did in previous years,
right.
What's wrong with the strategy of don't take too much for granted? Don't engage in overkill here. Don't give it too much gas, but give it some gas.
Yeah.
And right now it feels to me like Kerry's missing in action.
Yeah. I don't know the answer either, Enid. I think you've got a really good point, and I have some...
Bush's approval numbers are going down, but the question is, are Kerry's approval numbers going up? I think not. I think what's happening is a pool of undecideds who can't bear to vote for Bush are either going to stay home or I don't know what, but so far they have not been persuaded to vote for Kerry. And what he's got to do is have his cootie catcher out there and catch every one of these cooties that comes his way and try to convince him in some way, make himself palatable. As it is, it's being reported that Dickey is going to go more toward the Kerry proposition of how to deal with Iraq. So Kerry has influenced things that way, but they'll just co-opt Kerry, that's all.
Yeah, I know. As a progressive, it's frustrating anyway. But the other thing that I do have some faith in is, the way that Kerry turned around during the primaries once he switched his team. So hopefully they are kind of, making the calculation, I'm sure, daily.
Okay, David.
Do you have a time or not?
David, I'm delighted you called. I hope you'll call us again and tell your friend.
Can I ask you one question real quick?
Quick.
Did Rush Limbaugh blame the prisoner abuse on homosexuals?
I never heard that. Is that? I can't hear his show though, so you can't go by me because I'm doing my show when they're playing that stale revision that's already aired a few times, a few hours.
I didn't listen to him either, but that was on the Outspoken program last night as well.
That he blamed gays for the abuse and why?
Yeah.
How did that all shake down?
Well, as I understood it, I kind of caught it, at the end of this, but it sounded like they were saying that his logic goes that because there's don't ask, don't tell, we can't tell for sure, therefore, based on what happened, it must have been gay people.
This is what years of OxyContin will do to your head. Thank you, David. 303-382-1150. Amazing. Colorado Outspoken is a show that speaks to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, do I have that right? Community, and I'm a great supporter of the gay community. Even though I am a practicing heterosexual, it doesn't matter. I'm for civil rights for everybody. And I think the idea of gay marriage is terrific. I have no problems with that. So you may want to throw that into our discussion today as well or not. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
More Enid Live.
And it's not the same for men.
Bugging just gets you into trouble.
Next on AM 1150 KNRC.
In celebration of the rich history of their historic location at 1946 Market Street, Maddie's House of Mirrors is proud to present Madams and Mayhem on Market Street, a red light ragtime musical about Denver's notorious past. This original musical follows Maddie Silks and her rise from Mountain Madam to the Queen of Market Street and explores the legends and myths of other colorful characters that lived, loved, and even died in the House of Mirrors. Take a journey back in time at the House of Mirrors.
Jenny Rogers, one of the most notorious of the Market Street Madams, wanted to establish a high-class brothel to surpass her rival, Maddie Silks.
Showtimes are Wednesday through Sunday, and tickets are available at 303-297-9600. Mention this ad for a $6 discount on each ticket. Brought to you by Maddie's House of Mirrors, 1946 Market Street. A unique experience right in the heart of Lodo.
Call now for tickets. Your ticket price includes dinner. This unique show is running only for a short time, so don't miss your chance. Call 303-297-9600.
Tune in Saturday mornings from 10 to noon for Style Matters, sponsored locally by Denver Skin Aesthetics. Denver skincare experts offering Botox and Restylane. Style Matters entertains you each week with the latest in fashion and style. Hosted by Judy Schwartz and Evelinda Ehrman of the Style Matters column in the Rocky Mountain News. Listen to Style Matters each Saturday from 10 to noon, sponsored by Denver Skin Aesthetics. Denver skincare experts.
I'm Rod Insana, CNBC Business Radio. Some early gains in blue chips were erased by the closing bell today. The Dow dropped 8 points, closing to 99.58. The Nasdaq, however, ended in positive territory, up 11 points to 19.23. Investors initially liked Saudi Arabia's pledge to unilaterally raise oil output, but later turned skeptical that the increase would be enough to meet demand or to lower prices. And the cost of a barrel of crude settled at $41.72 today, while gasoline prices nationwide reached an average $2.07 a gallon for regular self-serve. New York State Attorney General Elliot Spitzer today sued Dick Grasso over the former New York Stock Exchange chairman's $190 million compensation package. Spitzer said, and we quote, "You can't pay the head of a not-for-profit that much money," calling the amount wholly inappropriate and illegal. Also named in the suit were a former board member and the exchange itself. Ron Insana for CNBC Business Radio with the Dow down 8 points.
My name is Kathy, and I met my husband Michael at eHarmony.com.
My name is Gina, and I met my husband Tom through eHarmony.com.
My name's Jennifer, and I met my husband Jack on eHarmony.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. These are just a few of the hundreds of eHarmony marriages. Dating services give you a picture in a paragraph. We go a lot deeper. We start with a personality profile that features 29 dimensions of compatibility, crucial to a long-term relationship. And if you go to eHarmony.com right now, we'll give you this $40 profile free. and then we'll find you a soulmate based on compatibility in the most important areas of life. Visit eHarmony.com today and get your free personality profile.
My name is Becky, and I met my husband, Tom, on eHarmony.com.
A lot of happy guys out there tonight, thanks to eHarmony.com.
Welcome, listeners of KOA, KHOW, and KNUS. We're glad to have you with us.
Thank you.
You said you wanted a fun, entertaining talk station. Here it is.
Here it is.
Our talk hosts welcome opposing views. They aren't old and angry, and they love Denver just like you. A positive talk radio station. Jimmy Lakey, Enid Goldstein, and Doug Kellett, along with famous national hosts like Bill O'Reilly, Michael Reagan, Lionel, and Alan Colmes. A great weekday talk lineup, exclusively on AM 1150 KNIC.
At KNRC Radio, your opinion counts. Go to our opinion poll at www.knrcradio.com right now and vote for who do you think will fight for the Senate seat here in Colorado.
I'm Doug Kellett. Join me weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
2:31 on the fabulous Monday edition of Enid Live. Well, Monday's pretty good today. I'm having a good time. I hope you're having a good time. What kind of a, what's a dummy, that is the dopiest question on our website. Who will fight for the Senate seat? I mean, they're all going to fight for it. Who concocted that poll question? Well, we won't ask. All right, here it is. Sunday, Denver Post. Wow, when advocates become regulators. This is Ann Mulkern, Denver Post staff writer, did this. This is a fabulous piece of work. This is all these various agencies. President Bush, Dickey, has installed more than 100 top officials who were once lobbyists, attorneys, or spokespeople for the industries that they're not supposed to that they are now supposed to regulate and oversee. Whether it's Michael Powell, chairman of the FCC, and he was in communications law, telecommunications law with O'Melveny and Myers in Los Angeles, or whether it's Samuel Wright Bodkin. He was chairman and CEO of Cabot Chemicals, medical metals company, and he's secretary, deputy secretary of commerce. Donald Evans is secretary of commerce, and his background is with an energy company. And you have people who are lobbyists, and they are now head of the governmental regulatory agencies that they used to lobby. I mean, this is really terrible. This is horrible. And this is what this is another reason to get rid of Dickey. And I've gotten a number of emails from you that John Kerry is doing absolutely the right thing, that Kerry's numbers will not go up by attacking Bush right now. Well, maybe he doesn't attack Bush. Maybe he doesn't have to attack Bush. Maybe he just amplifies on how he's got a plan to get us out of Iraq right away. 303-382-1150. Jody, first-time caller on a cell. Welcome to Enid Live, and we have a kiss for you. Hi, Jody.
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Well, hi there. This is Jody.
Yeah.
Yeah, the question, or the observation I've made is in the advertising going on, Bush is all negative against Kerry, and Kerry's all positive for the nation. Because Bush doesn't have anything to tell us that he's done that's good.
Well, that's a good point, and you're right. I saw the Kerry commercial finally. A friend of mine who's in the advertising business and has done a lot of political spots thought it was first class, and he was right. It is excellent. It's very good.
Yeah, I think that shows the whole, that corrupt Washington that we've got now. If you say anything against it, you're anti-American, and they're the worst. I mean, they're killing everybody. So we've just created a war that will never end.
I agree with you. And Jody, I thank you for calling 303-382-1150. I just got this from Michael. Michael said a funny line from a Chicago Sun-Times column. Who knew that the real weapons of mass destruction in Iraq would turn out to be digital cameras, which are now being banned? Jim Rumsfeld is banning them from Iraq. If you have a cell phone that has a camera attached, you can't have it in Iraq. Forget about that. And also, the idea that the Los Angeles Times was reporting that we have three divisions unfit for battle because they're simply unfit for fighting. This is from Ken. In the 2000 campaign, Bush said two complete divisions would have to report not ready for duty in criticism of Clinton's handling of the military. The Pentagon chief of staff denied that before that Senate, however, the message persisted throughout the election. So here he took these troops and increased them from two to three divisions that are now not fit for battle. 303-382-1150. Bob, on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150, KNRC.
Hey, Enid, I was calling about your question about Kerry and whether he's taking the right strategy or not. As a progressive, it pains me that he's not up front saying, see, I told you so. The guy has been a crook and he's not doing anything correctly. However, I think he is winning some points with different people who are on the border with the Republican Party. There's an awful lot of disaffected Republicans.
Well, let me ask for disaffected Republicans to call me right now and see if he is winning. Is it that we're concocting a nice excuse for him, Bob, or is it true? So I would like disaffected Republicans who can't bring themselves to vote for Bush. Is Kerry scoring points in your view by just laying back and doing not much right now?
I think what he's going to do and how he'll gain more, like your last caller said, he is going positive while Bush is going negative. And I think what convinced my Republican friends, who told me yesterday that for the first time in their lives they're going to vote Democratic for Kerry, is because they're just overwhelmed with how much has gone wrong. And especially it's been the prison. Everything that happened in the prison, that sealed it for them. That just means that he is evil.
Well, I mean, everything has gone wrong. We didn't need the prison to know that, and so I'm amazed that people are so slow to get to the table.
But I think what Kerry's missing.
But I'm also concerned about your issue, Bob, and that is electronic voting, blackboxvoting.org. She's being investigated. There's a gag order. I mean, there's a more of a movement to a paper trail. But I wonder if a paper trail solves the problem. I'm not so sure it does.
It doesn't, and I think I'd like to get on your show sometime and talk a little bit further detail, but let me bring up one real quick point. Howard Dean was interviewed a couple of days ago, and they asked him, what would happen if those folks in power didn't want to give up power? Did you ever think about that, if they're really that, you know, wanting to hang on to their power? And he said, we have thought about that, and we are concerned that these Diebold and other electronic voting machines might be rigged. And we are, meaning the Democratic Party, are looking into alerting the Kerry campaign to be sensitive to this and have some legal challenges ready to go in November.
Yeah, but you can't wait till November. The damage will be done. Nothing that happened negatively in Florida ever got righted, even after the election. There were whole groups of blacks who were disenfranchised, not allowed to vote, and I don't think that those votes were ever reinstated. I don't think that anything ever actually happened out of that.
Well, the NAACP did sue in order to halt some of these practices, but they have not halted the practices. In fact, Choice Point, the company that they Catherine Harris hired at Jeb Bush's suggestion, is out there shaking the bushes for business in all 50 states. And so I think that you're going to see that. In fact, there was a story out today about it, that they feel that that's going to be another issue where all these close to felons' names would be scrubbed from the polls.
But I'm saying that they were never reinstated, and those votes were never counted. So it's too late. But my point is, Bob, it's too late to wait until November. It's got to happen before November.
That's why people need to come to our website. We're looking for volunteers to help us out. We've obtained a lawyer, and we're going to look into a legal action to try to halt the use of some of these electronic voting machines.
All right, give us your website again.
It's www.cfvi.org.
C, F as in Frank, V as in Victory, I.org. Coloradans for
Voting Integrity.
Voting Integrity. Bob, thanks very much. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150, KNRC.
Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is AM 1150, KNRC.
2:39, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Partly cloudy in 71. Not wearing a seatbelt could earn you a ticket. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic. Here's Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Double dose of pedestrians on the highway this time around. A reported service with Tyson Bacon. One of those pedestrians is eastbound 6th Avenue at I-25. The other one is northbound I-25 approaching the mousetrap. Use caution both of those areas. Everything else around town starting to build for the start of the rush hour this afternoon, but no other serious accidents or delays to pass along. Give your family a high-quality meal with Tyson. Tyson's hickory and fully cooked bacon, slow-smoked with natural hickory wood so they taste great. Pick up some Tyson bacon tonight. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Now through Sunday is the Click It or Ticket campaign, where police officers will be ticketing you if you're not wearing your seatbelt. They can't stop you for not wearing a seatbelt, but if you're pulled over for some other reason, you'll get a ticket if you're not buckled up. This report brought to you by Toyota Parts and Service. About 130 troops from Buckley Air Force Base took off for Iraq today. They'll be providing maintenance and support for 30 F-16s and will be in Iraq for about a month. Englewood police arrested 36-year-old Victor Garcia over the weekend when a police sergeant saw the man walking out of a laundromat through a smashed glass front door. Police say Garcia is also a suspect in a break-in at a transmission shop just 10 minutes earlier. Garcia's rap sheet has 38 entries, which began with a burglary arrest in 1986. Toyota owners win free gas for a year, no purchase required. Right now, buy three new tires, get the fourth at no charge. Ends 5/31. See your participating Toyota dealer for details. We'll take a look at the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 2:41.
Lock us in on your first preset. AM 1150. KNRC. KNRC. The way Denver spells talk radio. KNRC. KNRC.
Hi, I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And I'm Judy Schwartz. We co-host Style Matters Live.
Even if you're not born with great style, you can buy it.
Just like we do. And this extends to our homes. Element, Denver's newest furniture store for urban home furnishings, accessories, and artwork, meets all our style needs and will meet yours, too.
Element has multifunctional furniture to maximize your space in a condo, apartment, loft, or smaller home. The clean lines of Element's furniture for today's urban lifestyle will work with what you already own.
You'll love their eclectic mix of styles, all presented in a way you can envision in your own home.
Prices are affordable, with lamps as low as $100 and sofas starting at about $1,000. Interior design services are available.
Element is open Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 7, and Sunday, 1 to 5. Element is located at 77 West 9th Avenue, a half a block west of Broadway in the Golden Triangle. 303-825-3770.
Element. Your lifestyle, your home, your element.
Checking the KNRC weather forecast. Mostly cloudy this afternoon, with scattered thunderstorms possible. For tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms in the evening, scattered showers after midnight, low 40s for the overnight temperature. More of the same for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance of some scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, mid-60s for tomorrow's high. Partly cloudy and 71 now. KNRC News Time is 2:43. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 3 o'clock, or when it breaks, on AM 1150 KNRC.
An all-new Oprah. Only one man could kick Trading Spaces host Paige Davis out of her own home. It's Nate.
Well, this is something that I didn't plan for.
The before, the after. Just listen to this.
Oh, my God! I cannot believe that you did this.
A special makeover event.
This is fabulous.
Next Oprah.
Oprah, 4 p.m. today on Denver 7.
Tonight on the 10:15 Difference.
My eyesight just kept deteriorating.
A devastating misdiagnosis.
They thought I was depressed.
What do you do when your doctors won't listen to you? A story of inspiration tonight on 7 News.
Who is the hardest working woman in America? Good Morning America's founder. And tomorrow, we're giving her the ultimate day off. No work, no stress, just the ultimate escape. A fantasy day we've created just for her. The hardest working woman in America on Good Morning America.
This is Dick Kelsey, KNRC News. Tonight, President Bush delivers the first in a series of speeches to detail the future of Iraq. Hear it on AM 1150 KNRC at 6 p.m.
The regular season gets turned up a notch. It's playoff time. It's playoff time. The NBA, the NHL, complete playoff coverage here with Tony DeSiri. Scores, updates, analysis. Mornings during the Jimmy Lakey Show. Complete coverage here on AM 1150 KNRC. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
2:44 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. We've had a number of Democrats calling in and saying Kerry's doing the right thing by doing nothing and letting the Republicans hang themselves, given enough rope. And my question is, anybody who's undecided, if you're a Republican and you can't bring yourself to vote for Dickey, is Kerry doing the right thing? Is he giving you a reason to vote by saying as little as possible now and letting the Republicans drown in their own hideous decisions? 303-382-1150. Ron, in Evergreen, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
This is Ron, are you talking to me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, other people dropped off, I had asked. Okay. The reason I'm calling is, Ken Salazar, to me, is the best candidate. Now, I've talked to you before. You know I'm a registered Republican, and I will vote for Salazar. I'll also vote for Miles if it comes through. You know, I'm going to vote for either one of them.
Why are you, you're a registered Republican, why are you not going to vote
well,
for Peter
Well, I'm moving over to the Democrat Party, but I was...
You're what?
I will be a Democrat by the next time elections come up, but I'm registered Republican right now.
Well, wait a minute. This is like having a sex change. You've got some of the hormone shots. You have a set of boobs, but you're not quite there yet. Is that what you're telling me?
No.
All right, here's the litmus test.
Politics for a long time.
All right, wait. Here's a litmus test, Ron. Who are you going to vote for president?
Oh, absolutely. Whoever the Democratic is.
Well, then how come you were a registered Republican?
Because I lived in El Paso County for a lot of years.
Okay, yeah, and it's all Republican there? Is that what you're
saying? Yeah, you don't get to vote unless you vote in the primary.
Why didn't you register as a Democrat?
Because nobody ran.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. You have to explain these idiosyncrasies of Colorado politics to me. Okay, so there was nobody to vote for, and in order to vote for somebody in your immediate area, you have to register as a Republican to do it because it's all Republicans.
That is correct.
Now, all these other Republicans in El Paso County, what are they going to do for the presidential election?
I have no idea because I don't live down there anymore.
Oh, so you're still registered as a Republican even though you're not there?
Right.
All right, you've got to get yourself re-registered. Get on it, Ron. Come on. Get going.
I still like to vote in the primary for the Republicans because I like to vote for...
You like to mess with them.
You got it.
Okay, I thank you. But you know what?
No, that isn't.
All right, let me ask you a question. Are you going to get involved in some other way? Are you going to write a check or do some volunteer
work? I've already converted two people that are hardcore conservative Republicans to vote against Bush. So, you know, I've done my part a little bit there, and I've written checks. So.
Okay.
But I want to talk about Salazar.
Quickly.
Okay, real quick. Salazar will win for one reason.
Why?
He can carry the West Slope. And no Republicans ever won senatorial without carrying the West Slope. He will carry the West Slope on the water issue, and he'll also carry the Arkansas Valley on the water issue. And he will carry Denver and Pueblo because he's a Democrat, and then we can forget about those radicals on the Eastern Plains.
What about Mike Miles? Could he carry the Western Slope?
No, he cannot.
He cannot, in your view. Okay, Ron, I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. Bush's ratings continue to slide. He's going to be speaking tonight, and we are going to carry the speech live on KNRC. At 6 o'clock, also just to let you know as a programming note that KNRC now carries Meet the Press on Sundays at 5 p.m. So if you miss the TV show, which is on so early in the morning, I rarely get to watch it on Sunday morning, you can hear it again here on AM 1150 at 5 p.m. And on Friday, you're going to get some free gas if you're willing to go to Happy Canyon Diamond Shamrock. Between 4 and 6, we'll fill up $11.50 worth. Between 4 and 6, so you can imagine what the lines are going to be like, and that's going to be on Doug's show, and that's this coming Friday. General Zinni, if you heard him on 60 Minutes, he said they've screwed up. Dereliction of duty, that the war was poorly planned, that there has been poor strategic thinking in all of this. And I am so astonished that it's so obvious that there has been poor strategic thinking. So obviously incompetent and administration. And remember, this administration was built to you as your father's Oldsmobile. Decades of experience. The Dickey didn't know how to tie his shoelaces, but you had all these people around him that knew everything. And you have zealots, and you have the American Taliban, and all of them are manipulating poor Dickey. And he doesn't know the difference. He doesn't, you know, he didn't know which way's up. And they all hotwalk him into this or that or the other. And now he's fighting for his political life in a series of speeches. Did he give a series of speeches? Did he even consult? Even the Wall Street Journal got on him for his management and leadership style. The only president who has an MBA and his leadership style is he makes the decisions and nobody says anything. He doesn't go into a cabinet meeting where a lot of people express their points of view. They rubber stamp him. That's what's going on. He gets hot-walked into it by Cheney and Rumsfeld. Nobody wants to know, or they all pretend that Dickey has come to these ideas on his own. He walks in smirking, you know, posturing, attitudinizing. He goes in, and guess what? Everybody rubber stamps him. He doesn't want to hear arguments to the contrary. They don't want to bring him bad news. And look at the pickle he's in. Just look. Were there all these speeches that he was going to give in the run-up to the war, telling us what was what, explaining anything to us? No. It was a fait accompli, and that's it. And he was mugging for the cameras as they were making him up, seconds before he was going to face the nation and announce that the war was underway. And Michael Moore has it in his new documentary, Fahrenheit 9/11, which won the top prize at the Cannes Film Festival. And how did Michael Moore get that footage, you could ask? Well, people who can't stand Dickey and probably work for the networks smuggled it to him. So he's got some great juicy stuff that you didn't see on the air like you should have. 303-382-1150, Saf in Englewood. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC. Hi, Saf.
Hello, Enid. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
It's such a pleasure to listen to you, as you are a very articulate and intelligent person.
Thank you.
One topic I want you to discuss, and you should kind of think about that too. You know, before the President Bush came in to the power.
Do you have your radio on?
Yes.
Please, off.
Okay, let me slow it down. Okay. So when he came, we had a surplus of how many trillion dollars?
No, you have to turn it off. I'm hearing it.
Okay.
Off.
How many trillion dollar surplus we had?
I don't know. We had historic surpluses.
I think it was 17 or 16 trillion dollars. And now we have a deficit of 19 or 17 trillion dollars. Now, to me, it seems like somebody is stealing money out of this government. They are a bunch of thugs and thieves which are running this government, and they do not want to talk how they have spent all their money, because their money surplus was built in over 10 or 15 years of a labor or economy or whatever the, you know, the economic situation was going on. All of a sudden, that have disappeared, and they cannot tell me that they have spent all their money in Afghanistan and Iraq, because that is a sideshow they want to distract so nobody talk about really the issue and incompetency of this management and administration, and how they have stolen the election with the Chad, hanging Chad, and telling the public before election. It was about 4-6
You know,
weeks
Saf,
before.
I like this. This could be. This is good. It's
really?
there are a lot of explanations that will fit the facts, that will encompass the facts. But I like this one. In other words, the war is an irrelevancy because all of this money got siphoned off somewhere. We don't know where.
Exactly, and they do not even want to make a topic or discuss. At least some accountant or some Greenspan or somebody in the office of management should come and say, okay, we spent that much money. That we gave that much money to that and that. I mean, that is not happening. They are basically sidetracking all these things, and it has been a management and administration right from the beginning of deceit and secret. I mean, before they even took the, you know.
Oh, well, I agree. I agree with you that it's been shrouded in secrecy. I think these people will stop at nothing. And if they can't muster the votes, they'll call in their friends with the e-voting machine companies
exactly.
to do the job for them. And that's why I think you have to wake up to that possibility. But I love, Saf, I love your theory. I think it's a very juicy one.
Okay,
and I thank you.
A bunch of thieves are stealing, siphoning. It is not fleecing.
Yes,
of
I know. Yeah,
it is right out and out blind robbery.
Well,
highway robbery.
I thank you for the call, Saf. Thank you. I mean, a gold senior. Thieves. I'm Ina Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Why listen to Rush when you've got Ina?
Love her as I love her, and there will be joy.
AM 1150 KNRC.
Stop into GNC for the GNC Summer Sale. Save 30% on all low-carb diet products and save 30% on all boxed bars. The Summer Sale, only at GNC. Live well.
Ah, a spa.
Mountain biking.
I'd like to shop till I drop, then sit down for a great meal, then maybe go dancing.
Horseback riding. No. Rafting. No. Riding an alpine slide. No.
I'd love to get in a few rounds of amazing golf.
Breckenridge, making perfect quick getaway. Suck to the mountains close to home. Breckenridge offers over 150 things to do and see this summer. So plan to spend the weekend. Call today for competitive rates and tailored vacation. Go to GoBreckNow.com.
Are you an advocate for social justice? Boulder County Safehouse offers its tri-annual volunteer training, providing a comprehensive overview of violence against women, crisis intervention skills, anti-racism and anti-oppression training, and information on how to use positive personal action to end the social problem of violence against women. Spring training begins Saturday, June 5th. For more information, call 303-415-3749 or visit www.bouldercountysafehouse.org.
AM 1150 KNRC and the Denver Business Journal present insights, fascinating people making an impact on our world. Tune in weekdays to KNRC at 7:20 a.m. to hear interviews with leaders like Charles Schwab, Gloria Steinem, and Archbishop Desmond Tutu. And join AM 1150 KNRC at the Leadership Challenge Workshop on Tuesday, May 18th, featuring the Tom Peters Company. The workshop will help you make a difference in your career and help establish your role as a leader in your organization. Go to knrcradio.com for more information. The workshop is sponsored by KNRC, EKSNH Accounting, First National Bank of Colorado, and the Denver Business Journal. The KNRC talk version of American Idol is Saturday and Sunday nights from 8 to 10 p.m.
Silent night. I said a silent night.
Ooh, that was just wrong. No, there is no singing involved, but we will be offering new talk show hosts for your review. Listen in and let us know what you think. More live and local talk than any other Denver talk radio station. AM 1150 KNRC.
My name is Lucy. I work for the CIA. We've decided to put Enid Goldstein into the Witness Protection Program.
I can't tell you where.
But it's somewhere in Canada, out of the reach of President Bush.
Enid Goldstein, weekday afternoons from noon till 3 on AM 1150 KNRC.
Lionel, would you join me every weeknight from 9 to midnight here on AM 1150 KNRC? Now back to Enid Goldstein.
2:57 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock, and then Doug Kellett takes over. Do you think it's fitting that he's giving away gas?
Oh, I guess I won't be here tomorrow.
I'll have to tell him that to his face. 303-382-1150. Well, I think a lot of people are going to show up because the price of gas. Here's two oil men, these two dicks running the White House. And the price of gas has never been higher. And you're going to hear a lot of gas on the president's speech tonight. And I will, and boy, I'm going to be all ears. Mark, calling from Denver. First time caller. Welcome to Enid Live. And here's a kiss.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, I just wanted to make another comment. You were talking about Michael Moore just now. And stuff that you don't hear on the radio shows and all that kind of stuff. And that was the felon voter purge list in the state of Florida in the 2000 election.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that Kathleen Harris had helped to organize, and they paid the database company to organize the list. I believe they paid the
$4 million. Yeah, we know that. But what's your point? Tell me.
Well, I just wanted to get out there again. I know that you don't hear about it that much. And, I just heard
the thing that you want to be concerned about right now is not only the purging of people who shouldn't be purged, but also e-voting, because it gets easily hacked. The tallies can be altered without leaving any kind of really fingerprints or footprints behind. And I think that this is a regime that will stop at nothing to get what it wants. And I think one of the reasons it's shrouded in secrecy is that there's a whole lot going on that they don't want us to know about. And I think the more you shine light on it, the more awful it's going to start to look, just like what's going on in Iraq, what's going on everywhere, all the incompetence. And we're going to have to leave it there, Mark, because we're out of time. I thank you for calling. Thank you, Joe Anderson, for your excellent work. Thank you, Jordan Lyles, for yours. Thanks to all of you who called and listened. So let's do this again tomorrow. Let's have lunch that's really nutritious. That will be a lunch that will feed your soul and your heart and your mind. I mean, at Goldstein, do something generous. Try to leave the world a better place than you found it. Get involved politically, because if you don't, we're not going to have a country left. And you'll meet new friends. Who knows? You could fall in love and clean up some mess in your life. Doug Kellett is up next. I'll see you tomorrow, noon to 3, on KNRC.
Hear Colorado talk. This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Inglewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 3 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Bob Kerr at the White House. The president taking his message on Iraq to the nation tonight. In a broadcast address, Mr. Bush looking to make his case for actions he's ordered. He'll make his speech from the Army War College in Pennsylvania. That's where NBC's Rosalind Jordan is.
The president is going to hit on five main themes. He's going to talk about five fronts, as it were, the political, the electoral, the diplomatic front, bringing in the United Nations. He's also going to focus on the reconstruction front, and he's also going to focus on what many might consider to be the most important, internal security inside Iraq.
NBC News has learned that the general who once headed the U.S.-run prison operation inside Iraq now has officially been suspended pending the outcome of an investigation. Brigadier General Janice Karpinski has maintained she knew nothing about prisoner abuse. On Wall Street, the Dow finished off 8 1/3. The Nasdaq gained 11. I'm Bob Kerr at the White House for NBC News Radio.
Let's be honest. By now, you've probably heard of Levitra, Levitra Vardenafil HCL. I bet you're still wondering, does Levitra really do what it's supposed to? Well, I could tell you, but where's the fun in that? Talk to your doctor. Find out for yourself. You know, when they say nothing ventured, nothing gained, they aren't kidding.
Ask your doctor if a free trial is right for you. Call 1-866-LEVITRA.